First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
The House moves on taxes.
That alternative minimum tax should be less painful.
The Fed moves on interest.
We'll certainly see the 16th interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve.
But then what?
The president's ratings plunge.
The lowest we've seen in his administration.
A deadly, destructive twister.
The house is destroyed. Everything sucked from the inside.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Your pocketbook. Actions on two Washington fronts that will likely have an impact. Let's begin with CBS News correspondent Dan Revive and House action on a sweeping tax measure. Dan?
The vote expected today, and the Senate will this week extend for another 2 years to 2010 the specially low 15% tax rate for dividends and long-term capital gains. Republican Senator Charles Grassley says this isn't only for rich investors.
It also protects millions of families from higher tax bills because of the alternative minimum tax.
Indeed, an estimated 15 million taxpayers now hit by the AMT will be exempt from that alternative tax this year. All this may help stocks, and the Federal Reserve Board may also help CBS's Barry Bagnato on a Fed decision barely 6 hours from now.
Wall Street's march toward a record high Dow could sputter or be sparked by what the Fed does today, not because of the expected rate hike, but because the Fed should indicate whether these increases could continue. 15 straight rate hikes have raised consumer costs for home equity credit lines, student loans, adjustable rate mortgages.
A $200,000 loan taken 3 years ago could now carry a payment more than $400 a month higher than when the loan was originated.
But retirees and other fixed income investors aren't complaining, says Bankrate.com financial analyst Greg McBride.
Just the other day, I heard from someone who said they were thankful that the additional interest income from their CDs more than offset the increased cost they faced to fill up the tank.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The president's numbers have never been lower. The latest CBS News New York Times poll won't be welcome news at the White House.
The president's approval rating is just 31% in this poll. 63% of Americans disapprove.
Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic says there are several reasons why the president is faring so poorly.
Declining support for the war in Iraq, concern over gas prices, and worries about the future of the economy.
If President Bush's ratings are bad, Congress fares even worse, with just 23% approving of the job that lawmakers are doing. A Texas twister has left a path of destruction.
The house is gone.
Dennis Lee of Collin County, north of Dallas. Three people died in the violent storms. 10 were hospitalized. This woman says it was a horrifying experience.
The windows started bursting in. You heard this, and then a force just pushed us into the garage. Open that door, push us in the garage, the ceiling came down on us.
In Anna, Texas, Anita Foster works for the American Red Cross. She says survivors are telling similar stories.
They're very thankful to be alive. That's a statement that we hear over and over again at a Red Cross shelter is, we're just really grateful that we survived.
SAT scores, so they aren't what they used to be, according to some colleges who say they've seen big drops on applications this year. Let's get more live from CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy.
Is it the new tests? The College Board introduced a new SAT last year, and now scores have dropped. Some schools reporting double-digit declines in the average, and that's despite stronger showings in other indicators, including class rank. Stephen Farmer, director of admissions at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, taking it all in stride.
A 12-point drop in the SAT in our applicant pool. It's not a make-or-break deal for us.
Some suggest the decline is due to a drop in repeat test-taking, and that's probably due to a much higher test fee. Nick?
It's sentencing day for Daniel Beakley, the heavy metal band tour manager blamed for the fire that killed 100 people at the Rhode Island nightclub 3 years ago. He's expected to get up to 10 years in prison. It comes after 2 days of emotional testimony from grieving family members.
I go to bed and I have nightmares about not being able to find her because she simply vanished one day. Knowing I was my child was gasping her last breath is a guilt I live with every day.
Time on the Roundup is 4 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver firefighter is in the hospital today after being pulled from a burning house. Fireman Billy Green was found unconscious inside a Wash Park area home when a basement blaze filled the house with smoke. The veteran 35-year-old firefighter could have been knocked out because of something wrong with part of his oxygen pack.
It looks like maybe some problem with the mask. The regulator was not in place like it should have been, and we're not sure if that might have attributed to this.
He remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. He was near the top of the stairwell when fellow firefighters discovered he was not moving. 30 different kinds of prescription drugs were found in the dorm room of a CU student over the weekend. Now the 19-year-old is behind bars facing 11 felony counts. Ambien, Vicodin, Percocet, just a few of the narcotics found in the dorm room of James Leah, a student at CU from St. Louis. Boulder PD found 82 different pieces of drug paraphernalia when they raided Lee's room, including a scale, a measure, and pill packaging. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're off to a pretty good start this morning, but we do have a lot of wet roads across the city. Overnight snowfall in the Boulder area is causing for a slick drive, and you may wake up to some snow on your car. And through the Denver drive, we are looking at puddles across I-25, Highway 36 right around Pecos, and the remainder of the commute on the south side of town. We're already looking at heavy delays across eastbound I-270 between I-25 and Vasquez. And we do have a couple of problems along our side streets. Got a single car crash working northbound Washington just north of I-70, and we have lights out at Federal and Alameda, so remember to treat that one as a four-way stop. In today's forecast,
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player.
Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit Engel Homes. Homescolorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homescolorado.com.
The poll yesterday, or Monday, I guess, was the CNN Gallup poll. So every single day it's some kind of poll where this guy is down, 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 and spiraling down. And, you know, there is a top Republican strategist. Can't think of his name right now. He was around during the Reagan years. Who said that for all intents and purposes, this presidency is over. He said, if you want to be tough about it, for all intents and purposes, he said that this presidency is over with, that it's done, it's gone, that when you're this low, you can get very little done. And, of course, Bush is out running around talking about Medicare, which I wonder if Marilyn Manson Musgrave is out robocalling her constituents there about prescription drug prices, claiming about how she's working to keep those prescription drug prices down. You know, we spend a lot of time here on AM 760. I do, anyway, have spent a lot of time. The other hosts, I don't think, spend as much time on this as I do. But we've spent a lot of time here talking about those who may be running in 08. One of the people who you see a lot on television and who gets a lot of talking head time for the Republicans is George Allen. And many people see George Allen as being the anti-McCain. But according to Ryan Lizza of the New Republic, in two articles, one which was a cover story last week and another story which is a follow-up this week, it seems that Mr. Allen has a few shadows in his closet. And one of those being that he's got some kind of hang-up with the rebel flag and Southern culture. And when I'm talking about Southern culture, I'm not talking about Southern culture in the year 2006. I'm talking about Southern culture back in the days of the Civil War. And we're going to talk to Ryan Lizza about that this morning. Also, Progress Now is calling on Congressman Bob Beaupre to explain whether he dodged the Vietnam draft based on new research. And we're going to talk to them this morning and find out about what's up with Flight Suit Bob, as he and Holtzman duke it out for the Republican nomination for governor. So, Bob, where were you during Vietnam? We want to know. State Representative Morgan Carroll is going to join us to talk about Governor Owen's veto of House Bill 1193, a bill providing whistleblower protection for medical workers who report errors. I don't understand in the least where Governor Owens is coming from on that one. And our guest this week from Nation Magazine is Ari Berman. We're going to talk about the CIA and about General Hayden. And we are also going to talk about health care this morning with Congressman Pete Stark, plus your phone calls, too. So we got a lot lined up this morning. Hope you'll stick around for all of it here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll try to squeeze in your phone calls in between. I've got some other things, other stories here sitting on the sidelines to talk about, including the growing Hispanic population and whether you find that to be threatening or not. There's an article this morning on the front, I believe, of the Denver Post about this. And also, so Hillary Clinton has some kind words to say about George W. Bush. And what's up with Hillary? And you know what? I might ask you to do the same thing. And I bet you can't do it. But there's got to be something positive. If I challenged you to say something positive about George W. Bush. So I might do that a little bit later on in the program, too. 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ryan Liz is up next to talk about George Allen. You won't want to miss this. If you think you know everything about George Allen, wait till you hear what Ryan Liz has to say about George Allen and his feelings about the Confederacy. And I bet you believed he was from the...
Travelocity presents the Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, only high rollers can afford the most popular Vegas shows.
Nonsense. Travelocity has exclusive deals on the hottest shows and Flight Plus Hotel savings.
Myth two, the roulette wheel is not a ride.
Yes, it is. Wee-ee-ee.
The best of Vegas for less. Visit Travelocity.com/Vegas for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Do the herbs in Kaido Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaido Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
You can help mow down pollution this summer by exchanging your old lawnmower and getting a big discount on a cool Newton cordless battery-operated mower. Quantities on this mower are limited, so reserve yours by calling 303-629-5450 or logging on to ozoneaware.org. Then come down to the Mow Down Pollution Lawnmower Exchange on Saturday, May 13th from 9 to 1 p.m. at Invesco Field. Brought to you by the Step Foundation, Newton Lawnmower Company, and the Regional Air Quality Council.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs. Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Collection of clean, late-modeled used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Every car equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection because they stand behind what they sell. And Rocky's Autos has got new hours Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. now till 9 p.m., an extra hour of Rocky's shopping power. And you can check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Check out the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, see the TV commercials, and read about their business philosophy. There are just no better people to buy a car from. If you're going to buy a car, buy from Rockies. Why? Because you get the most bang for your buck, and you also deal with people who really care. Go out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear. Go out there and see Spanky. Go out there and see Kobe Harris, Dave Dunn, any of the gang working out of Rockies, Gerard Menard, any of the folks working out there. We'll help you out at Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss a big sign there. Just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Gear down, acceleration on, and away. We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lots? Transmit the passcode. We got it.
Ask your Checker store for our new instant in-store coupons and save big on spring car care products like Meguiar's Car Wash, Armor All, Invisible Glass Aerosol, plus no-touch tire care, Fireshine Wax, shop towels, and lots more. And if you ever find the same item at a lower price anywhere else, we'll beat that price by 5%. Need spring car care? We got it.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, you can't go nowhere in the morning without a good dose of some Stones. Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 58, intermittent clouds. And I've read some really bizarre articles in my life about people, but this one has really got to take the cake in a lot of ways. Ryan Lizza is with us. Ryan is with the New Yorker, New Republic magazine, and he has also, he's been with the New Republic since 1998. He previously worked at Harper's Magazine and the Center for Investigative Reporting, where he worked on an Emmy Award-winning documentary for PBS's Frontline. His writing has also appeared in the New York Times Magazine, Atlantic Monthly, New York, and Washington Monthly. And Ryan, welcome to the program. Thanks for getting up and being on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay. Really glad to be here.
I really don't know how to start with this whole thing. Because I've been taking the New Republic for a long, long time. So I get the thing in the mail, and here's this picture of George Allen on the cover. Now, I've always thought that George Allen was kind of a goof.
Right.
And not the sharpest tool in the box, okay? And how anybody could view this guy as being a presidential contender. But after reading your article, now I don't see how anybody can get near him. First of all, to listen to him and to watch him, he portrays himself as being from the South and a good old boy, but your article points out that he's neither, really.
Yeah, I tell you, when I first decided to write about him, the question I wanted to answer is how did George Allen become the sort of the cowboy boot wearing, tobacco spitting, good old boy that has been so successful in Virginia? And I didn't know much about George Allen when I started looking into him. And the first thing I was shocked to learn is that he grew up in Palos Verdes, California, which is Southern California, and had no connection with the South whatsoever. So there's this weird kind of, not to be too Freudian here, but there's this weird psychological thing going on with the guy. When he got to Virginia, he adopted this persona when a politician adopts a persona, at a certain point that just becomes sort of who they are, even though when it started it seems kind of fraudulent. So that's sort of the question I set out to answer, and I was kind of shocked to learn that the guy, it's most of his Southern shtick is an affectation. One point that I make in the piece, this is a minor point, is that most people in Virginia don't even wear cowboy boots. That's sort of one of the hilarious, ironic facts about this affectation. He sort of mixes and matches sort of what he sees as rural and Southern traits.
Well, one of the striking parts of the first piece that you do is where he's at the barbecue,
yeah,
of shank and plank, and he spits out some tobacco juice and nearly hits this woman who's a supporter, and she looks at him in disgust. It's like, whoa.
That's right.
It's like, that's so weird. But we're kind of...
Let me just add one thing to that. The great line after he does that is his communications director looks at the woman and says, "Man, that's just authenticity," which I thought was just a perfect way to sort of get at the idea of what his people think is so great about George Allen. I mean, they see this as this authenticity thing, and this woman just thought it was disgusting.
But the creepiness in the article is twofold. One, he has an apparent or seems to have an apparent problem with race, and the other thing is he has an affinity for the rebel flag. Now, I find it interesting that Howard Dean goes down to Mississippi,
right,
makes comments about NASCAR and the rebel flag, and gets jumped on by everybody. Yet here's a guy who's got the rebel flag. He not only wears it as a pin in high school, in his high school yearbook, but he had it in his house and was championing the rebel flag up to, what, the year 2000, and nobody said a word about this.
It's a good point about Dean, because Dean was slammed for sort of caricaturing Southerners. He was slammed because his idea of a Southerner was someone who rides around in a pickup truck and with a Confederate flag on the back. Well, when Alan got to Virginia, that was his idea of a Southerner, too, and to such an extent that he became a guy who rode around in a pickup truck with a Confederate flag on his car and in his house and, you know, further back in high school, in his high school photo on a pin. So the story that Alan has always told about the Confederate flag, he disclosed in 1993 that, yeah, he had a Confederate flag hanging in his living room, but it was just part of a big flag collection. He's a collector, and he's got a Zulu flag and a Portuguese flag and flags from all over the world. And the Confederate flag was nothing. It was just one flag as part of his collection. And what I learned in this piece is that that's just not true. I mean, it may be true that he has other flags, but he's embraced the Confederate flag bizarrely as far back as high school as a teenager in Southern California, which is very strange, especially if you think about the late 60s is when the Confederate flag really became associated in the American mind with racism and with some really ugly elements in American society.
Now, talk about his proclamation about the Confederate days, how he had that written to indicate that, you know, that slaves were settlers.
Well, there's two things there. One, he was governor of Virginia for 4 years before he became senator, and during his administration as governor, he had some real right-wing education folks writing new standards for what Virginians were going to learn. And one of the bizarre things they wanted kids taught is that they didn't want slaves to refer to as slaves, but as settlers, as Southern settlers. And, you know, there was an uproar over this, and they repealed that. The second thing you're talking about is for 3 years, he issued a proclamation in the spring declaring, it was March or April, Confederate Heritage and History Month, which can be fine. I mean, it's okay. It could be okay for people to, you know, remember what the Old South was all about. But his proclamation bizarrely didn't mention slavery at all, and it praised the South's fight for independence. And it was basically a pro-Confederate proclamation. It was written by the sons of Confederate veterans. And they just wrote it, and he literally just signed it for 3 years. The governors that came after him repudiated the proclamation and wrote a completely different one that was far more balanced, talked about the evils of slavery. So it was a really bizarre episode and a big stain on his gubernatorial record.
6:27, 27 minutes after 6, Ryan Liz in the New Republic with us. His cover story last week was on George Allen. There's a follow-up story this week. On the George Allen, certainly all of this, including and I want you to talk about the high school incident too, and also the university incident about the riot over the rebel flag, in which he had to know about it because he was the school quarterback.
Yeah. Let's start with the high school incident. You know, you're always a little careful when you're looking into a politician, and you know, you try and figure out what matters. Does anything that happens in high school matter? And a lot of his old friends told me about this story in high school, and I was debating whether I should use it in the piece or not, and obviously I decided to use it in the end because I think it's very relevant to the person he became. In high school, the night before a big game, he went to Palos Verdes High School. It's an all-white, very wealthy public school, Southern California. The night before the big game, basketball game with a school called Morningside. Morningside is an all-black inner-city school right next to Watts. You have to remember, this was in the late 60s, right after the race riots that were Watts and almost burned to the ground. So anyway, the night before the game, he and some friends put graffiti all over the school, and it was described to me by several people as anti-white graffiti. And the idea was to frame the black kids from Morningside as going to the white school and painting this graffiti and to scare all the white kids at this school. He got caught for it, and he got suspended.
Yeah, and he claims now that it was just a prank.
He claims two things. One, it was just a harmless prank, and two, that there was no racial element to this episode, which I have to say, after talking to a lot of the people that was involved, is just not credible.
All right, now, I want you to talk about the college incident with the rebel flag, and also about how he could not have not known about it, considering that he did have a rebel flag at that time, and he was the quarterback the University of Virginia Law
School.
Yeah,
he was like a second, third string quarterback.
All right, but hang on a second. Let me just catch up on some local news, and we'll come back to you and get some traffic here, and then we'll come back with Ryan Lizza of the New Republic magazine. You got to read this thing on George Allen. Unbelievable that this guy thinks that he is going to run for the presidency of the United States, and I guess he is. So what we got is a tobacco chewing, cowboy boot wearing phony. Running around Virginia, and right now, of course, he's trying to hold on to his Senate seat. And we'll get back with Ryan Lizza coming up here. But right now, let's get a look at traffic at 6:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive traffic with the one and only Amelia Earhart.
Good morning, Jay. Well, we're off to a pretty good start this morning, despite the wet roads. Though we do have lots of heavy traffic in the usual spots. Eastbound I-270 in Commerce City is jamming up between I-25 and Vasquez. And the southbound lanes of I-25 up on the north end are heavy and slow between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Traveling across southbound I-225 right between Yosemite and I-25. Watch for jams heading into the Denver Tech Center and across your side streets. We now have a two-car crash working at Alameda and Clay, and our crash is now cleared from the roadways across northbound Washington just north of I-70. If you're traveling up in the high country, you've got icy and snowy spots west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. And do keep in mind, chain laws are in effect for semi-trucks over Loveland Pass. In today's forecast, you can count on highs up around 60 degrees. Currently, we're at 33 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This May, choose how you want to save at your Chrysler dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Chrysler vehicles.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspective. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Say smart. For more information, visit electronicpayments.org.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite by simply telling your brain you're full. Imagine you could lose weight and still eat the foods you love. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Stop imagining. It's true. H57's all-natural hoodie tricks your brain into believing you're full. It's been featured on 60 Minutes, ABC News, and the BBC as a potential miracle cure for obesity. How does it work? Simply take two capsules of H57 hoodie before each meal to help reduce your hunger, to help you lose the weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 Hoodia is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 Hoodia and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 58, intermittent clouds. A little sloppy, a little wet out there, so if you're driving, please be extremely careful. Jay Marvin along with you. Ryan Lizza from the New Republic on the line with us. We're talking about George Allen. All right, let's talk about when he goes to the university in Virginia, right, and about the whole rebel flag thing that went on there.
Yeah, so he goes to undergrad and graduate school in Virginia because his dad, of course, is the famous football coach, George Allen Sr.
Right.
Dad got it. Actually, it's not Sr., it's a different middle name. But anyway, George Allen's his dad. He went to coach for the Redskins. They moved, the family moved to Virginia, and Allen transfers from UCLA to UVA. The first year he was at UVA, the rebel flag, the Confederate flag, became a huge issue on campus. And he was the quarterback on the football team, and during one football game, UVA students were waving the Confederate flag. They were confronted by some black students who said this was offensive. And you got to understand, UVA did not have any black students until late 60s, early 70s. So there was this confrontation. The police came. There was almost this huge, conflict. It de-escalated, but after that, the school decided to ban the Confederate flag from all athletic events. The point is that it was a huge controversy on campus. It was very, very obvious to anyone, especially the quarterback of the football team, what the rebel flag meant, especially to black students, and not to mention a lot of white students who found it offensive as well. So it's that context with which you got to understand that Allen, when he got to college, continued to display the flag both on his car, pickup truck, and in his room. So I point that out in the piece so people understand this. He explains it all. Oh, I was just being a rebel, but it's just not credible because the guy understands. He understood what this meant to African Americans at the school.
Let me ask you something straight out. Do you think he has a race problem?
I think. Look. I don't know. I don't know. You can never, often you can't tell with people. I've heard people say he's a racist, and I don't know. I couldn't make that judgment personally. But I tell you, he has a big political problem, and he's doing everything he can now to overcome it. If you look at all the moves he's made since he got to the Senate, most of the moves with his eye towards the presidential race are to convince people that he's sort of learned and he's put this past behind him.
You're talking about these retreats that he goes on,
yeah.
These civil rights retreats that he goes on that you report in the first article. Is that what you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes, a couple of things. One, he's done a lot of these retreats to go in Virginia and other places. He went to Selma last year, and I think in 2002 as well, to learn about the civil rights movement, to learn what happened in the South. He's also sponsored and helped pass a resolution apologizing for the fact that the Senate did not pass an anti-lynching law, years ago.
He brags about trying to get more money for black schools.
Yes. And after the piece came out, he was confronted on some of these issues, and he's now said that he's going to consider passing in the Senate an apology for slavery, which is very interesting because most conservatives have been strongly, strongly opposed to any sort of apology for slavery because they think it leads... the next step would be reparations.
Right, which they fear.
Yeah, yeah, and he has not come out in favor of reparations, but I think that's where he's headed.
Now, has any of this, he's up for re-election for the Senate for Virginia, so he's kind of doing a tightrope walk because he's kind of like eyeing towards the presidency, but also he's trying to hold on to his seat in Virginia. Is his political opponent making anything out of this, using it against him?
Well, there's a primary on the Democratic side. It's James Webb, former Reagan Navy Secretary.
Right.
And he's running against a guy named Harris Miller. Most people think that Webb would be the much stronger candidate. Look, the issue has... The flag has come up, and after the piece came out, the flag emerged as an issue. It turned out that Webb made a speech where he talked about the Confederacy in arguably a less than perfectly political way. So he hasn't made this an issue. And look, let's be honest, in a lot of the southern states, making the flag a big political issue is not a way for a Democrat to win. I think part of the reason that Allen used the flag in his campaigns, and we didn't talk about this, but his first campaign ad for governor had a flag in it. Confederate flag, he's appealing to a certain slice of the electorate that thinks the flag is about heritage.
Listen, at the end of the article, you talk about how somebody says to you, hey, you're helping the guy, helping the guy get votes, and there's a very compelling argument to be made in a new book by Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America that the Democrats ought to just write off the South and forget about it and concentrate on other parts of the country
Yeah,
you're right. I mean, to the rebel flag to a lot of people there still means a lot.
The one caveat is that Virginia is has changed, and ever since Allen started in politics there, the state has moderated, and he's tried to moderate himself. Northern Virginia is now a Democratic bastion, and every election, when a candidate is up for re-election, there are tens of thousands of new voters in the state that didn't know anything about the candidate the last time he ran, because it's got such a transient population because of the because it's the suburbs of D.C. So that's that's the one caveat. Things change. People in Northern Virginia are not they're not Southerners, and they don't take too kindly to people who play politics with the Confederate flag. So I think that's the one thing to watch for in this race.
Yeah, I wonder how close the race is going to be between Allen and Webb, because I have a feeling that Webb's going to probably win that primary. I wonder how I wonder how close that race is indeed going to really be.
Look, Allen's numbers are just over 50%, which is not great. Bush is very unpopular in Virginia. I asked Allen if he wants Bush to campaign, and he sort of says, "Oh, sure, Bush is welcome in the state anytime he wants." But in other words, no, I don't want him to campaign. But if he comes here, he can.
Yeah, he didn't want to say it outright, but in reality, he'd like to run away from him.
Exactly. So, and I look, in the end, I'm not sure the flag and my article is going to be what's going to drive that race. That race will be about Bush and some of the other gasoline prices and all the other issues that people really care about. But that's the sleeper race. I mean, that's the Senate race. If that pops, and if Allen's on his way down, that means the Democrats are certainly taking back the Senate. So that's the one that's just on the bubble of being competitive.
Well, I'd like to see Allen lose for a number of reasons. I mean, number one, because, of course, I'd like to see us gain, and there's no question about that. But the other thing is I even when I see him on TV, when I see him on the talking head shows, I have a very hard time with him. There's something about him. And I know this is unfair to say this because I don't base it on anything other than what I've read and his answers. But there's something about him that's just not. I don't know. Did you get this? There's something about him that's just not right. Do you have that?
Often when you write about a politician, and you do a lot of reporting, and you start to get a sense of what they're like, and you have a lot of preconceived notions. And with Allen, there were a lot of negative ones before I ever interviewed him and hung out with him for a few days. And I have to say, all the notions I had going into it were reinforced after I hung out with the guys for a few days. And my editor, a lot of the piece was about this revelation that he wore this Confederate flag pin in high school. And my editor came to me and said, "We're going to call the piece, the title of the piece is going to be Pinprick." He said, "Look, you realize we're calling a United States Senator a prick." And he said, "Do you have any problem with that?" And I said, "No."
Yeah, and the other thing is, and this is why I would urge people to go back and get a copy of last week's New Republic, and also get this week's and read them both, is because he doesn't give really sufficient answers to the questions that you ask him.
No, and look, we didn't talk about this, but one of the stories he told me, which I found less than credible, was that before high school, he says that he was driving through Mississippi with his dad on a back road, and off in the distance, he saw a burning cross. Look, I don't know how many crosses were burning in the 50s in the South, but let's just say the chances of Allen as a kid seeing a burning cross in the distance don't strike me as all that probable. But anyway, he claims to have seen this, and he says that experience seared in his mind forever how dangerous the South was for blacks, and what an awful place it was. That's what prompted me to sort of get into some of this high school stuff, because if you believe that he had this searing experience seeing this burning cross, it's kind of insane that then he went on to high school and college and embraced the Confederate flag.
Yeah, and also that reference to West Virginia was really weird, too, about the counties that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he uses this Civil War language describing the counties that seceded from Virginia, because West Virginia seceded from Virginia when the South seceded from the Union. Yeah, and there's a lot of weird, the guy, maybe he's just a Confederate war buff. Maybe that's what it is. But it sort of crosses over into this sort of creepy pro-Confederate stuff.
Yeah, which makes me extremely nervous. Ryan, thank you for getting up this morning. Thank you for being on the program. I really enjoyed it. I just encourage everybody to go out and get both articles about George Allen and read them. Ryan, thank you so much, and look forward to having you on the show again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay. Anytime.
Okay, you got it. There's Ryan, Lizza, and go read those two articles, because George Allen is like, I don't know. Am I the only one who gets a creepy feeling about him? 303-713-7600. And after you read this article, boy, then you really start to get kind of a weird weird feeling. But like one of the things we didn't talk about, his sister pointed out how much he loved the show Hee Haw, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I liked it too because I like old country music. But how he identified with the slow, simple character Junior Samples on Hee Haw. I mean, we didn't even get into that part of it. So, I mean, it's just, God, you imagine this guy is the GOP nominee for the presidency? Boy, maybe we should get into that some morning about who would be the lesser of all of the evils on the GOP side. 6:44, 16 minutes away from 7. Phones are open. You want to talk about this, anything else up leading up to 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600. Then at 7 o'clock.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
And once again on that approach to 6th Avenue. Both directions of I-225 are running heavy and slow through Aurora. The worst of it, though, is southbound right between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. Taking a look at I-70 itself, you will find delays due to sun glare, and those eastbound routes are already jamming up between Federal and I-25. In today's forecast, highs up around 60 degrees, mostly clear skies with a chance for showers later on tonight. Currently, we're at 34 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. AAA Travel. Call, click, or visit AAA for...
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
303-761-6400, or go to the website at excelroofing.com.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
One brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serve in the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
The new Corkhouse Wine Restaurant has happy hour on the patio every day from 3 to 6:30 and 10 p.m. till midnight Friday and Saturday. Premium martinis, $3. Half off every glass of wine. It's Denver's fun destination, the Corkhouse, 9 blocks east of Colorado Boulevard on Colfax Avenue.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. Sit there smack dab at the beginning of your morning. 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 58. Intermittent clouds. Boy, John Turk, you like this song a lot. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear Radar Love by Golden Earring. That's what I'm in the mood for, a little Radar Love by Golden Earring. Now, here we go. You know, nothing like hearing a song like this, where you really want to put the pedal to the metal and burn the fossil fuels, which is, like, politically incorrect. And then you're stuck in T-Rex behind traffic. So all you can do is pound on your dashboard with your fist and try to kill time until you get through the stalled traffic. Well, this song makes me want to do some things, and I'm not going to say what they are. Used to do this stuff during the 70s and 80s, you know what I'm saying? Sniff. It's 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. All right, phones are open, 303-713-7600. Brenda Lee coming on strong. All right, if you want to talk about George Allen or anything else up until 7 o'clock, please go ahead. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, hi, you're on AM 760. Whoops, there we go. Hi, Ellen, now you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, you pushed my button.
Oh, I pushed your button. I tried to. I don't know what it is about. You know, I don't know what it is about this button number one. But I keep complaining it on the air, and you figure that the energy, that the engineering department would hear this eventually and fix it. But it's nothing seems to work. I don't know what the deal is.
Gee, I've worked in radio. I have no idea why they would ignore you and let things happen on
because
the air.
I don't count and I don't matter. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, now all I can think about is Bart Simpson and his friends driving down a cornfield when they, you know, steal the car
with Radar Love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I covered George Allen. I covered his congressional and gubernatorial campaigns. So it was fun to hear more about him. And when I was there, I didn't hear too much. I'm not sure I heard anything about the Confederate flag controversy while I was there. But George Allen, I wouldn't call him Cletus the slack-jawed yokel. I mean, he did go through law school, so there's got to be something going on up top. But he doesn't have any original ideas.
No, you know, you're pretty right about that. I mean, usually when he appears on the Sunday Talking Head shows, most of what he does is he just echoes the Bush administration.
Oh, he's a robot. He's a so-called Reagan Republican. He sounds just like all of the other Reagan Republicans. Just a robot.
Yeah, he just, I mean, when he's asked a question, I mean, when I've seen him ask questions by George Stephanopoulos, Tim Russert, he basically just endorses the Bush administration. I mean, he just endorses the Bush, you know, foreign policy plan, domestic plan. Now, and since we're not sitting in Virginia, so we don't know, but I'd like to see what he's doing as far as the president goes. I mean, I'd like to see if he's like, you know, everybody else seems to be in the GOP, in which they want to put some distance between themselves and the president.
Well, it's a very delicate dance, but being a Reagan Republican, he must hold true to the 11th commandment of thou shalt not speak ill of a fellow Republican. You've heard that one.
Oh, yeah, and I think there is something to that. I mean, I think there's something to, sometimes I think the Democrats should have that as well.
Absolutely. The Democrats need to do it to a degree. If you want to win, you have to unite, and that's something they should look at. You know, I mean, if you want to fight behind closed doors, that's probably a good idea, you know, because you do want to do the right things out in public. So there are some things that I wish the Democrats would look at and go, okay, if this is what we want to win, this is what we have to do, and then for God's sake, do it. But maybe you can do that and still have original ideas. I don't know, just a thought. You'd like to think that would be the case. But, you know, he's going to find a way to distance himself from the president without distancing himself from the president. You know what I mean? And yeah. He has this certain star quality.
Wait,
about
him. See, I don't see that at all. I see him as coming across as just being slow-witted and kind of a slow guy, and I don't see him as being, I mean, I see him as being somebody that if he were to get the nomination and he were to face somebody on the Democratic side who could do what I was talking about yesterday, and we're going to talk more about this with Paul Waldman about his book on Friday when I sit in for Ed Schultz, who could speak with not only facts but also with passion, he would get sliced in half.
Yeah, but look how dumb George W. Bush is, and he won.
Yeah, but he knows how to speak with passion, though. He knows how to appeal to people's passion, and he knows how to, you know, just like I said yesterday, the difference between Kerry and Bush is, when it comes to facts, Kerry can kick Bush's rear. But when it comes to personality, when it comes to putting over and dealing with emotion, Bush does a pretty damn good job, even if you think he's an idiot.
Well, at the state level, he did have a certain star quality. I mean, he was the son of a Washington Redskins football coach. And, yes, we all know it's fake by now, but, you know, oh, you know, he kind of talks like this. I always found his voice really funny. When you listen to him talk, his voice does have a definite doofus quality.
He just has a slowness about him.
He certainly does, but he was handsome. He was tall. His wife is beautiful.
See, I don't know what his wife looks like, but I don't see him as being... I don't know.
I'm just talking about what happened in Virginia.
Okay.
And it was amazing. He beat Chuck Robb, who, even
right.
after his... I mean, before Monica Lewinsky, there was Chuck Robb and the Miss Virginia contestant caught together in a hotel room. She wearing, I think, nothing, and he wearing only a towel. And he went down in burning flames in the press, but he still kept going. He was able to beat Oliver North. But then along came, you know, George Allen, and he was able to beat Chuck Robb. So he does have this, for me, it's a certain, oh, crap factor, because I've seen him win. Despite the fact that he is kind of a doofus, and I can't document it, but apparently his legal work was just a matter of representing athletes. It's not like he did anything of particular, you know, intellectual flair as an attorney.
Maybe he'll shock us all, but I see him as being beatable. I see him as being
very beatable. He's definitely beatable.
And I hope that Webb, the former Navy Secretary, gives him a real good run for his money. Ellen, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the correction.
Sure.
Yesterday I received an interesting email which suggested that even though it's an imposition for people, that we fill up our gas tank only enough for a day or two and keep it basically half empty. I don't know if this is good or bad to the car, but it causes a problem for the gas stations and mostly for the refineries. If we're not filling up and topping off our cars, when the gas tankers come in to deliver gas, there's no place to put it. So they have to go back to the refineries and store it for a while until they're backed up. And it might force down the prices. I don't know if this is, you know,
I don't think it's a bad.
I don't know if it's faulty logic or not.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea to cut down on how much gas you can consume. And you know, I've been getting almost able to get through an entire week now on a tank of gas because I traded and got a car that burns less gas, so I'm able to get through almost a tank. So I've cut down considerably on what I'm spending.
Yes, but don't fill it up. Fill it up every 2 days or so.
But what I'm saying is I can go almost 4 to 5 days now without filling it up.
Yeah, I understand that. But once you get down, say, like to a quarter of a tank, fill it up to a half and keep going back and forth. It causes them a problem because there's still too much gasoline left in the gas station's tank, and the tanker that brings the gas has to go back to the refinery or someplace else until it ends up where they're backed up with too much gas, then forcing them.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm willing to try it.
So am I, because I'm a little fed up with the prices, and I find it extremely annoying.
You know what I find annoying? I know we had a whole discussion about it, but I'm sorry, I still find it annoying. I still find it annoying that everybody charges the same thing for every grade of gasoline. I still don't understand how that's not price fixing, and I guess maybe I'm just not intelligent enough to be able to figure that out. Nanette, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good morning, and thanks for calling in. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Being part of the show.
Maybe.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Flight Suit Bob Beaupre, then take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning. Really appreciate it. Good-looking morning in Colorado so far, isn't it? I think so.
Herbs help this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you too. Fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hootia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaido Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy 3 bottles, get 3 bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
You can help mow down pollution this summer by exchanging your old lawnmower and getting a big discount on a cool Newton cordless battery-operated mower. Quantities on this mower are limited, so reserve yours by calling 303-629-5450 or logging on to ozoneaware.org. Then come down to the Mow Down Pollution Lawnmower Exchange on Saturday, May 13th from 9 to 1 p.m. at Invesco Field. Brought to you by the Step Foundation, Newton Lawnmower Company, and the Regional Air Quality Council.
June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
It could have been something real messy. For the president said.
The kind of security breach that gives the Secret Service nightmares. Live to CBS's Dan Revive in Washington. Dan, we're talking about inside information on the president's travel schedule.
Frank, I'm looking at some of the 22 pages found by that man, sanitation worker Randy Hopkins, on the ground near a trash truck. What if terrorists found this?
We're going through a war, and if it would have fell into the wrong hands at the right time.
The presidential seal on page one, then details for the White House staff of a current trip to Florida. Minute by minute, including who's in which helicopter and which limousine.
Vehicle assignment.
Hopkins suggests.
Shred the important papers.
The White House is looking into this. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Violent night in North Texas. Tornadoes in two towns 40 miles from Dallas killed an elderly couple and a teenager, sent 10 people to the hospital, leveled at least a half dozen homes.
A force just pushed us into the garage. The ceiling came down on us. And thank God we made it out alive.
KRLD's Chris Brunken says some people didn't have time to take cover.
Sirens went off twice in the town of Anna when the tornado struck. No sirens in Westminster, which is why it caught so many people off guard. Many people were sleeping.
Tornadoes also slammed other parts of Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas, but no one was killed or hurt there. It's a good bet borrowing money will cost more by tomorrow. At a meeting today, the Fed's expected to raise interest rates for a 16th straight time. Greg McBride with Bankrate.com says the hike is sure to hit home for a lot of people.
Borrowing costs continue to rise. Borrowers are especially feeling this on adjustable rate mortgages, home equity lines of credit, but also credit card debt and student loans.
Wall Street has resigned to another increase, but hopes the Fed will signal it's done raising rates for now. On Capitol Hill, Republican leaders agreed to extend the 15% capital gains tax rate for 2 years and to save millions of families from having to pay the alternative minimum tax. Congress could pass the package by the end of the week. Colleges around the country are noticing a drop in scores on this year's SAT entrance exams, but they're not sure what to make of it. University of North Carolina Assistant Provost Stephen Farmer says it's probably no big deal.
This isn't the only thing we look at. A 12-point drop in the SAT in our applicant pool, it's not a make-or-break deal for us.
The company that runs the SAT tells USA Today fluctuations in test scores from year to year aren't unusual. Newark, New Jersey is getting a new mayor for the first time in 20 years. He's one-time Rhodes Scholar Cory Booker.
People all over the city stood up and said, we deserve better. We deserve a city of safety and security.
Booker won in a landslide. He takes over from Sharp James, who didn't run for re-election. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. With the May 15th enrollment deadline around the corner, I needed answers. I was in Walmart, and the pharmacist told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. After I enrolled, I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled my prescriptions. And at the Walmart price, you sure get more bang for your prescription book. You can bet I'm going back to Walmart or Sam's Club Pharmacy or walmart.com/Medicare for my Medicare needs.
This Mother's Day, give your mother the gift that will last as long as a mother's love. Have a star named after her. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send your mom a beautiful personalized gift package with her chosen star. You may also include a sterling silver bracelet and heart charm with your mother's name and star location engraved on it. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com so she'll have her gift for Mother's Day.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
the Border Patrol disputing reports that it's alerting Mexico of the locations of Minutemen Border Patrol groups helping capture illegal immigrants.
They could actually use this as a way to provoke an incident. We know that they're not above that. We know that that happened the last time during the original Minuteman surveillance activity on the border.
Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo. Federal authorities have conducted a house search in Lakewood for a fugitive on the most wanted list. Authorities received a tip that Warren Jeffs, a fundamentalist Mormon church leader, was seen in Lakewood. A home was searched Tuesday afternoon near Flower Street and LaSalle, but Jeffs was not found. The people living at that home were questioned by authorities. Jeffs is wanted for arranging the polygamous marriages of underage girls in Utah and Arizona. He was placed on the FBI's 10 most wanted list just this last weekend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're still in great shape as far as those crashes and stalls are concerned. None to speak of on our highway drive, and our one wreck on the side streets of Alameda just east of Federal is now cleared out of the way as well. Our heavy traffic is settled into place, though, across I-270 through Commerce City eastbounders, jamming up heavily between I-25 and Vasquez. And, of course, those southbound lanes of I-25 are jamming up on the north end between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike. You'll also find heavy slowdowns between Park Avenue and Spear, and again on that southbound approach to Alameda. 6th Avenue is running heavy through Lakewood, but watch for the worst jam settling into place eastbound between Sheridan and I-25. And the southbound lanes of I-225 coming out of Aurora are extremely heavy right between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, got a chance for showers later on today, but right now we are looking at beautiful sunny skies in Denver, a high of about 61. Currently, we're at 37 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Travel plans? U.S. Airport Parking offers covered parking to help protect your car from hail and sun. U.S. Airport Parking.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
That you're here and that you're a part of the program. And we've got a whole bunch of different stuff coming up here this morning. We already talked to Ryan Liz of the New Republic about Senator George Allen. I suggest you get last week's New Republic and also this week's New Republic and read those articles about George Allen. And one of these days, since we talk and focus so much, or we have talked and focused so much about the Democratic nominees, you know, one of these days I'm going to do one about who is the least worst of the Republican nominees. Progressive Now Action, our old friends, are calling on Congressman Bob Beaupre to explain whether he dodged the Vietnam draft based on new research. Progress Now released a video and sent an email out on Wednesday showing the discrepancies between what he says and what we know. Executive Director Michael Huttner is our guest, and he's going to talk about Flight Suit Bob. And Michael, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on as always. All right, what is the deal with Flight Suit Bob? Now, was he in Vietnam or wasn't he?
He never was. Despite him parading around in military outfits, he never served.
Does he claim that he did, or does he try to lend the impression that he did?
You know, there is really a trifecta here with both ways, Bob, and how he tries to mislead people around the military and his veteran issues. And let me just try to spell out each one real quickly. the first one, and the one that's in the Rocky Mountain News today that we shared with the press yesterday, is how he said that he was not able to serve in Vietnam because of a physical reason, when actually years just before he had this medical reason, he played both varsity football and was one of the better people on the team, as well as varsity wrestling, and majored in physical education, all at the same time, or all within a few years. But then, after all that, claimed, oh, there was actually a reason prior to my wrestling, prior to my football playing, that doesn't allow me to serve. That was the first, and the one that's in the Rocky Mountain News today. The second thing that he did is that he said that he is all about, he signed on to a bill last year in 2005 called the Stolen Valor Act, which makes it a felony to mislead the public that you served when you didn't. Yet, if you go to his website, you'll see all these pictures of him in different military flight suits.
Yes, I've seen that.
That he tries to portray himself as if he served. And the third, and certainly the most, you know, one that gets the veterans to bother the most, is if you go to the Disabled American Veterans website, it'll show that on every single bill that they supported in 2004 and 2005, Beaupre voted against them. He has the worst record in the Congress on veterans issues.
Unbelievable. I wonder how many of his constituents and or his followers have been led to believe that he served, number one, in Vietnam. And number two, doesn't it amaze you that all of these guys that come across as being so pro-military, when they themselves, maybe pro-military is not the right word, because we're all pro-military, so that's the wrong word to use, but come across as being so hawkish when they themselves have never served and have spotty records as far as veterans' rights go.
Yeah, it's absolutely, and I think both ways, Bob, he deserves his name because he tries to have it both ways. He tries to go and wear military outfits. He posts them on his website. They're on there right now. All the viewers can go to his website and see this. Yet he then, we find out he never served. He votes against veterans' issues on every single issue they support in the past 2 years. And it's really the epitome of hypocrisy.
And has anybody in the press, the mainstream media, has anybody called him on this?
Yeah. It's a great, you know, kudos goes out to the Rocky Mountain News today. It's a little bit in the back of the paper, but there's quite a large article talking about, we actually had a Vietnam veteran speak to the Rocky Mountain News about this issue, and they did a really good job covering it. And it's all over the Internet. If you type both ways, Bob, you type the flight suit issue, the blogs are picking up a lot.
Yeah, it is on the Internet. But that's, and the article wasn't what I was referring to, but I'm talking about, like, for instance, in a debate or when he holds a press conference, has anybody ever stepped up and said, wait a minute, you know, you're in all these pictures of these flight suits. You know, what is your record as far as Vietnam goes? Did you ever serve? And how do you account for these votes? I mean, has any reporter ever stuck a microphone in his face and tried to ask him?
No, and we're hoping that, you know, you and your listeners will keep the pressure on them, because they really, this is one that Beaupre has been trying to get away with now for years. And, you know, because he's running, it's important that we hold him accountable and don't let him to continue to mislead people about his service or his lack of service, the way he dodged the draft, and his voting record on veterans issues.
All right, so let's talk about what each one of us individually can do, other than the supporting Bill Ritter, to hold Flight Suit Bob's feet to the fire. What, email him? What?
Yes. We're calling on all, as many people as possible, to go to Progress Now Action.
Okay.
And sign up to call on Beaupre to disclose the medical records that he supposedly shared that gave him this exemption. We don't believe there were any medical records. We believe he got a friend of his to basically sign off and kind of wink, wink, don't worry, I'll write you a report so you can get out of the draft. And then now you can, you know, 30 years later, he's parading around as if he served. But that's one thing. Go to Progress Now Action, and we're going to continue to update people on how they can strategically go after Bob Beaupre in the months ahead. The second thing is, write a letter to your local paper and just say, you know, let me tell you, you can get the information on the Progress Now Action website and put it in your own words, and then write a letter to your local paper, and hopefully they'll publish that. The more, the better.
Boy, you know what? I'm all about both of those things, without a doubt. Number one, going and signing, going to progressnowaction.org and signing that. And also about, I don't know if the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post would ever publish my letter, but I certainly would like to write one in. And he should disclose what his medical records are. And I wonder if at some point down the road, if he were to get the Republican nomination, and it kind of looks like he is going to get it, because Holtzman's got so many problems. I wonder if Bill Ritter will ask him that question about it. Or do you think that that's germane to the gubernatorial race, or is it germane because it's a question of his character?
It is. It really goes to a question of his character, regardless of what you felt about the Vietnam War and whether people should serve. And quite frankly, there's a lot of progressive folks that have questions about that. The key question here is not what you thought of the Vietnam War. It's don't mislead people by wearing a military outfit and putting them on your website as if you served when you really didn't serve, and in fact you used what probably was false documentation to get out of the draft altogether. It's more of a question of his integrity than anything else.
This is the second time since I've been on here. This is the second time that since I've been on here that this has come up between you and I, and it seems to me that he would just do the easy thing by taking those photos down, yet he won't budge on those photos, will he?
No, and in fact, somebody pointed out yesterday is that he even changes his website. In 2004, he had his website listed as physical education as his major in college. Now, if you go to his website, he misleadingly tells people that he majored in education. So by not saying that he actually was in physical education, I think he wanted to do a lot of football coaching. He makes it sound as if he wasn't able to serve in Vietnam right around the time of college. So he actually changes what he puts on his website to mislead people.
Unbelievable. Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning. As always, you guys are absolutely great. Go to progressnowaction.org and urge Bob Beaupre to come clean about his medical records. Michael, thank you. And as this story develops, we'll have you back on again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you bet. All right. There's Michael Huttner from progressnowaction.org. Go there and push on Flight Suit Bob to tell us how he got out of Vietnam. You know what? I didn't serve, and I'm more than willing to tell you how I got out. I wouldn't keep it a secret. I dodged the draft, and I make no bones about it. I was against the war, and I did it. Okay? I mean, hold it against me. But you know what the difference is? I don't have a website with pictures of me in a military uniform, and I'm not claiming that I'm any kind of a military veteran, nor am I running for any kind of statewide office. So, I mean, let's get honest about this stuff. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Representative Morgan Carroll about a disturbing move by Governor Bill Owens, which I don't quite frankly understand, and hopefully Representative Carroll can explain it to you.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Thank you for calling to learn more. more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
Put $1,500 down and you get $3,000 down towards the purchase of your next vehicle, or $500 down and they'll put $5, and then you got $1,000 down towards your next vehicle, or put $1,000 down and they'll put $1,000 down and you got $2,000 down towards your next vehicle. And they have got a fabulous selection of all kinds of automobiles, anything you can think of. They've got the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and I make no bones about this. I love automobiles, and I just can't wait till we get cars that run on ethanol, and I can't wait till, I'm going to be like the first in line to be able, you know, to get in that whole new fuel situation made out of switchgrass and sugar cane or whatever else that they, you know, that they come up with, corn stalk. Doesn't make any difference to me. But you know what? Out of Rocky's Autos, they've got Corvettes. If you want to see America's original sports car, they've got them. Got a shipment of them, and they're out there waiting, and you can go take a look at them yourself. Go to Rocky's Autos website at rockysautos.com. Check out their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. See their TV commercials, some of them which I'm in. And also, but don't let that stop you, and read about their business philosophy. Get out there and see my good friends, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv. They're great guys. Spanky, all the gang out there, Dave Dunn, Colbert Harris, all the people working at Rockies will personally help you out to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. Their hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by and see them, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. As a matter of fact, I'll be out there tomorrow at Rockies Autos.
A few years ago, I was hit by a drunk driver. The impact crushed my nose, knocked out 6 of my teeth, and broke 4 ribs in both my legs. It destroyed my car, but the damage didn't end there. The crash also shattered my sense of well-being, threw my future out of alignment, broadsided my family, rattled my confidence, shook my faith, derailed my career, rocked my marriage, devastated my wife, terrified my children, crushed my hopes. The crash was a long time ago, but me, my family, we're all still feeling it.
Even long after a drunk driving crash, survivors can still feel the impact, again and again, every day. But MAD Victim Services can help. We offer emotional, financial, and legal guidance to the victims of drunk driving. MAD knows how to help, because we've been there too. For more information about MAD Victim Services, call 877-MAD-HELP. That's 877-MADDHELP, or visit MAD.org. We help survivors survive.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 7, high today, 61. See, I did remember. J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, a matter of full disclosure here on this program. I am a campaign contributor to this next guest's campaign for re-election. Representative Morgan Carroll on the line with us. And, Representative, it's good to have you on the program. Thank you for coming back on again.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning.
All right. I don't know. You're going to have to explain this one to me, because I sincerely really don't get this. The fact that the governor vetoed House Bill 1193, a bill providing whistleblower protection for medical workers who report errors. What in the world was his judgment on this?
Oh, what a good question. You know, this one takes the cake. We have polls. First of all, right now, in order to understand how badly we need this bill, people should know that it is completely legal in Colorado to terminate or do punitive shift changes, basically to mess with your workers in any variety of ways, but in retaliation for simply reporting patient safety problems or reporting substandard medical care, totally, completely legal. So the real world is that we've got all these healthcare workers out there, and they can say one thing publicly because they fear losing their jobs, but privately, between the staffing ratios they're expected to work under, and frankly, in the for-profit corporate culture of medical care, we are putting our healthcare workers in lose-lose situations, and they fear coming forward because they are well aware of the fact that they can be canned in a second if they come forward and complain about any patient safety practices. So this is one of the most fundamental basic things we could do to actually prevent errors. The whistleblower bill that we put forward is addressing the fact that we have about 90,000 preventable medical errors per year. And you know what? If you could have someone come forward and say, hey, doc, wrong leg, before the mistake is made, no one loses on this bill. You know, this is the bill that, you know, at this point we're saying, okay, if those 90,000 errors could be prevented, why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we make it safe for healthcare workers to come forward? You know, public polling on this issue shows that 96% of the public supports this. So this is not a partisan issue.
Well, the vetoing of it doesn't make any sense.
No.
What was his, I mean, when he vetoed it, he must have made some statement. What was the statement that he made?
He did. I would love to know who wrote the statement for him. He issued a statement, and he said that it doesn't come with a statute of limitations. It does. It's 2 years. He needs to read the Colorado Revised Statutes in order to understand that. He said that Denver Health, actually the major miracle was that I got the Hospital Association through negotiations to support the bill. So the only people who opposed it was Denver Health. And Denver Health was invited to participate in negotiations, completely blew it off, waited till the process was sort of done and complete, and sort of went through the back door and said, hey, Governor, will you veto it? And he said, sure. So they were listed as a stated reason, and never mind you that I had actually managed to get the rest of the hospitals in the state on board, you know, with people like Denver Health lobbying the governor for their right to fire their workers reporting patient safety. I got to tell you, I'm afraid for what patients are experiencing as they go into Denver Health.
Well, I'm thinking the same thing. Don't take me over there, please.
I know.
I mean, listen, I don't want to lose an arm accidentally. I don't know if we're, you know, slander or libel, and I don't want it to be, but I just don't understand how you would take a safety net. You know what I do in one sense and I don't in the other. Okay, number one, I don't because it doesn't make sense for the public well-being.
Right.
But I do for the sense in that it's a protection of big business and that it's also an attack on trial lawyers where Democrats get a lot of their money from. Yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, those are definitely the fears that are driving it, but it's very short-sighted of them to look at it that way, because if they prevent errors, guess what else they're preventing? Death, disability, therefore disease, litigation. I mean, if they want to prevent litigation, and from the employer's perspective, I mean, look, it's obviously for the patient's best interest that they've got quality care, and it's obviously in the worker's best interest to not have to choose between job security and patient safety, but it's in the employer's best interest. They cannot fix what they don't know about. You've got to remove any barrier for the flow of information to bring things to their attention. And so while I understand that they're fearful of litigation, if they were more long-minded about how they viewed this, they would recognize that they're basically hurting themselves right now because, of course, they're paying for it in the form of medical negligence cases, increased malpractice premiums and things like that. Now, why not get in and prevent it? Then there's no lawsuits, there's no error, there's no harm to anybody. This bill doesn't cost anybody to just simply make a very, very clear protection that under no set of circumstances, you can't be fired for mere reporting of patient safety.
Boy, you know, if I were an employer, I'd want to know this information.
You'd have to know this information. I mean, I cannot believe, you know, you're in the worst of both worlds now as a health care employer, where you're basically liable under some circumstances for those errors, but you're not sure that you're going to be guaranteed the access to the information that would have actually allowed you to do something to prevent it. that puts the employer in a lose-lose situation. It puts the patient in a lose-lose situation, and it puts the healthcare workers in a lose-lose situation.
Well, I saw this and thought to myself, there's no rhyme or reason for this bill to have ever been vetoed. Other than what I've said to you before, which is the GOP, the Republican Party, the conservative movements, absolute fetish with big business and protecting it, and also trying to turn around and trying to destroy trial lawyers because trial lawyers, contribute to the Democratic Party. I can't see, anybody contributes to the Democratic Party. How dare us at least get one segment of somebody who wants to contribute other than, those of us who pour in our little nickels and dimes. But I just don't see any realistic, workable, logical reason for this bill to go down. Now, yeah. Are you going to try to reintroduce it again?
I absolutely will be back to introduce it again. And just so your listeners know that not only did he veto it, but we did a procedural move on the last day of session on an attempted override, which failed. But mathematically, if the same, this passed the House on a vote of 60 yes votes to 5 no, and it was unanimous out of the Senate. That means almost all the Republicans joined all the Democrats on supporting this bill. So, you know what? It isn't even a Republican issue, except that when we attempted to override, all of those Republicans, except for one, who had said, you're right, this is a good idea, we can improve safety, we can save costs on this, it's the morally right thing to do, suddenly those same people on recorded vote who said, yes, I support this bill, when it came up to the power move of will you override your governor, Representative McCluskey was the only exception to this, but all the other Republicans said, you know what, I am putting party loyalty, party fealty to my governor, straight partisanship, over the very public policy that I'm on recorded vote for saying yes on. And the politics on veto overrides of saying, you know what, public policy out the window, when it comes to an override, I will line up like a good little soldier here, and regardless of what I think of the bill, at that point, my loyalty to my governor is more important. And that, to me, is a sad state. You know, you got to put public policy. Everybody has parties. That's fine. But, you know, it's a sad day. It's a very sad day when you take such a basic public consumer patient safety provision and at the end of the day say, if it's a choice between all the welfare of Colorado or loyalty to my party loyalty to my governor, I'm going to go with party loyalty to my governor. I mean, that's just a sad priority.
Yeah, it is. It really is a sad priority. Well, we'll see if we can help you change the makeup of the legislature a little bit coming up here in November by putting good people like Joe Rice and Molly Cullum in there. Representative Carroll, thank you so much for being on the program. People can go to your website, RepresentativeMorganCarroll.com. That's RepMorganCarroll.com. How's your reelection effort going, by the way?
We're gearing up, and we've got good stuff going on. So we're growing. Always looking for volunteers. Always looking for helpers. But it's going good.
All right, you're the best. Thanks for being on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay, so much.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
All right. Well, there's another one I don't get that Bill Owens did. I don't have any idea about that. And we're going to talk more about health care too, which is a vital subject. And we're going to talk more about it coming up at 9:20 here this morning. 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. And we'll take a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart. See, Amelia, I haven't gotten your name wrong once this morning.
I know. I'm proud of you.
Aren't I doing better?
You're doing much better.
I'm taking
better.
More vitamin E, and I'm just trying to. I got a better night's sleep last night, so I'm trying to do a better job. By the way, speaking of that, what time did you go to sleep last night?
I went to bed so early. I think it was 8:30.
I went to bed at 6:30.
Wow. You fall asleep to a movie or something? What did you do?
No, I just went to bed. How do you explain? Do you ever have to explain to your friends, like, well, I can't do this on Tuesday night because I have to be in bed. That's the weirdest thing, and they look at you like you're nuts.
Yeah.
And particularly trying to go to sleep in the summertime when the spring and summer when the sun's up.
Yeah.
I got Mary and I have our bedroom blacked out.
That's smart.
Do you have yours blacked out?
Yeah, I do. Well, I have the option to do that, but something else they don't understand is that I'm done with work at 10:30 in the morning when they're just going in, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, really? What do you do with the majority of your day?
Well, I fly planes, so I can fly sometimes, and
oh,
I do
Lord.
A lot of riding and hiking.
Oh, Lord, you fly planes.
You didn't know that?
No, I knew you fly planes. I don't want to have to even go down that road about flying planes, man. I'm a white knuckler when it comes to plane flying.
Oh, white knuckles, that again, huh?
Yeah, no, let's not go down that road.
Does that
either.
Mean that you're angry?
No, you're very funny, Amelia. All right, I'm off meds. Turk says no, my meds are fine. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see my shrink today. She'll probably ask me about you, Amelia. What do you think I ought to tell her about you?
All good things.
Okay, I'll lie.
Okay.
All right, what's going on with the traffic?
All right, actually got a big mess in the Denver Tech Center this morning, northbound to I-25. Got a multi-car crash working in the left-hand lane right at Orchard. So, unfortunately, your jams are going to extend well past Arapahoe now, coming up on your approach to the center part of town. Unfortunately, those delays are still in place because that crash has not been moved off the highway as of yet. Southbound lanes of I-25 jamming up on the north end, of course, between 104th Avenue all the way down towards the Turnpike. Again, you'll find slowing on that approach to Spear as well as heading down towards Alameda. Across your I-270 commute, eastbounders are jammed between I-25 and Vasquez. That transition to eastbound I-70 is also extremely heavy and slow this morning, and that will continue all the way over to I-225. And we also have a crash working along eastbound I-70 on the ramp to C-470, so you are looking at delays on the west side of town. Today's forecast, we'll see mostly sunny skies, but later on today we do have a chance for showers. We'll see a high of about 60 degrees, and currently we're at 38 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
PostNet is there for your last-minute Mother's Day shipments. Choose from FedEx, UPS, DHL, or U.S. Airmail services. PostNet can also professionally wrap and pack your shipments for a safe arrival. PostNet helps get it there on time. Create, duplicate, deliver. That's PostNet.
AM760.net. More than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of 4 installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
7:35, 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look, you know what? Are you behind on your bills? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody falls into that situation. Are you a homeowner and you need some relief? Well, then the next question is, where do you go? Because there are a million people out there offering you a million deals. Let me talk to you about some people who can take care of you, and they'll take care of you the right way. And that's The Mortgage Store. With a great low rate for you, The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. Now, here's the thing about The Mortgage Store. They've helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. The call is absolutely free. The free credit analysis, that's what you get. It's absolutely free. They are not judgmental. Nobody's going to get on the phone and go, oh, well, look at, you know, this doesn't look. I mean, they're not going to do any of that stuff. What they're going to do is they're going to help you out. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. And your interest may be deductible, tax-deductible, but the interest in those credit cards, they are not tax-deductible. So The Mortgage Store is not going to have their hand out immediately trying to get into your pocket. They are a direct lender. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. And as I said, there's no application fee and no out-of-pocket closing costs. They've got flexible hours. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. And you can get approval on the phone right now, today. So, stop the financial pain. Fix your situation. Call The Mortgage Store. Let me give you the number. I'm going to give it to you three times. Write it down. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. One more time. 303-423-7171. If you have credit trouble, if you've had credit trouble in the past, it doesn't make you a bad person. We all go through it. The Mortgage Store can help you out. Call them at 303-423-7171 and put an end to that financial pain. Do it this morning.
Bojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50. Pizza's now available in gluten-free for a limited time at participating locations.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky.
Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM760, Progressive Talk.
Some Steelers wheels reeling in the ears. 7:39. 39 minutes past the hour. They're coming this year, by the way. They're going to be here in concert. I won't be there. I have 61, intermittent clouds. I don't go to any concerts anymore. I'm too old. And then on top of that, I got to get up too early. I should have asked Amelia that. Does she still go to concerts? Amelia? She's gone. I should have asked her if she still goes, even though we have to get up at such ridiculous hours. I'd like to see the Steelers wheels live. I think it'd be pretty good. I want to see Kris Kristofferson live, who's coming to town. It's like, what is it, though? What is it, Turk, for the Kris Kristofferson tickets? It's like, what, $75?
You're asking the wrong person. I wouldn't go see Kris Kristofferson if you paid me to go
see
him.
Why? What's wrong with you? He's great. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
Well, you don't have to be a big fan.
I like
fan.
My Willie.
You don't have to be a big fan. You just have to realize it is position in music history. I mean, he's a great songwriter, a good singer with great interpretation. He's a poet. He's a brilliant guy. What, you want to go see, what do you want to go see, Menudo? Is that your idea of a good band? Or the Cow Sills or somebody?
The Cow Sills. I don't know if Menudo's still around, definitely. I think that'd be a fun show.
The Cow Sills. I think you love me. I think you love me. Is that who you want to go see? Or how about Milli Vanilli? You want to go see Milli Vanilli?
I think they're still pending lawsuits with that band.
Man, I love Kris Kristofferson. His new CD is great. Emmylou Harris and Mark Knopfler have a good new CD out, too. Do you like Emmylou Harris, John?
I don't know enough of her stuff to really give a good educated guess.
I doubt it. I can't work under these circumstances. I can't work with somebody who doesn't know who Emmylou Harris is. Does anybody want to call up and clue Turk into who Emmylou Harris is, for God's sakes, at 303-713-7600? How can you not know who Emmylou Harris is? You don't know who Emmylou Harris is. You don't like Kris Kristofferson. Man, what is there out there to like? I know. Widespread panic, man. Let's go do a spliff and see widespread panic. The sound of my chair. I'm just shattered. I feel alone. I don't feel like there's any. I feel like I'm by myself here. Now, I don't feel like there's anybody in any way, shape, or form who likes any of the same kind of music that I do. No Graham Parsons fans out there? The Flying Burrito Brothers? The Birds? Nobody? No one? No takers? No? Okay. I'm screwed. AM 760, hello.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to let you know that it's not Steeler's Wheel, it's Steely Dan.
Oh, is it Steely Dan? I thought he was playing Steeler's Wheels.
No, Steeler's Wheels, that was a song. The band is called Steely Dan.
Oh, I see, that's right. Isn't Jerry Rafferty with Steeler's Wheels?
Jerry Rafferty was Steeler's Wheel, yeah, and they had that Stuck in the Middle song.
Oh, that's right, which was in Reservoir Dogs.
I don't recall.
Yeah, it was the movie soundtrack, Reservoir Dogs.
But I'm another Birds and Graham Parsons fan, so I just wanted to set it straight.
So I'm not alone.
You are not alone.
I feel like I'm alone, man, because nobody likes them.
I got a basement full of Rickenbackers.
You know what? You rule. You rule. I don't know who you are, man. I don't know where you live, but you know, I appreciate the call. Did you get that out? Something serious here, considering that there's nobody else who wants to talk about music but me. Do we have to take a break now? Is this what's going on with the clock? at 7:43. I guess we have to take a break, and then we're going to get into this. I want to talk about this Iranian president's letter, even though the letter itself is full of all kinds of weird stuff. And this guy, Mohammad Ahmadinejad, is obviously out of his mind. Are we missing a chance to talk to the Iranians? And would it be better off if we talked to the Iranians one-on-one about this whole nuclear situation rather than dance around and then claim that we're just even not even going to respond to them, even though the letter is accusatory and it challenges Bush's faith? I'm kind of wondering about this, because the Iranian situation is not getting any better. All right, if you want to talk about this Iranian letter, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I've got four lines open. Even though the letter is irrational, do we talk to the Iranians one-on-one? Do we just go to them and sit down to them and say, look, you know what, we have to iron this out. We have to fix it. Do we talk to them one-on-one, or do we continue this kind of weird dance in which we didn't really get much done in front of the Security Council yesterday, even though Condoleezza Rice tried to put her best face on things? 303-713-7600, three lines open. Your opinion about what to do about the Iranians and about the Iranian situation. Because, I, you know what, I for one don't trust this administration. I don't trust this administration.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE-56.
You can help mow down pollution this summer by exchanging your old lawnmower and getting a big discount on a cool Newton cordless battery-operated mower. Quantities on this mower are limited, so reserve yours by calling 303-629-5450 or logging on to ozoneaware.org. Then come down to the Mow Down Pollution Lawnmower Exchange on Saturday, May 13th from 9 to 1 p.m. at Invesco Field. Brought to you by the Step Foundation, Newton Lawnmower Company, and the Regional Air Quality Council.
Conscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Every day, more people discover the beauty of Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, a library of televised entertainment you watch whenever you want. After years of being controlled by network time slots, people are becoming empowered. Maybe too empowered.
Welcome to Happy Burger. May I take your order?
I demand a cheeseburger.
Excuse me?
And I further demand a soft drink and fries.
Let me guess. You have Comcast.
Now, feel the power of Comcast Digital Cable with HBO and On Demand for just $49.99 per month for 3 months, including the latest episodes of The Sopranos and Big Love, kids shows, music videos, and more. All whenever you want, and all for just $49.99 per month for 3 months. Add HDTV on up to 15 channels, including local stations, for only $5 more per month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires May 21st. Not available in all areas. HDTV is an additional $5 per month. Some restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
Hallmark Gold Crown presents top country artist and mom, Sarah Evans.
Say, do you love me like you really wanted?
I made this CD because no matter where we go in life or how much we accomplish, I think we all need to know there's someone who's always there.
Keep your
person is my mom.
Well, her mama named her Brooklyn.
No matter how crazy things get, my mom's such a safe and wonderful place for me to land. That's what I want to be for my kids.
Baby, you want to know about that.
When you can tell your mom how much you love her with the help of top country artist and mom Sarah Evans, you're in a good place. Get Sarah Evans' exclusive new Hallmark CD. It has two brand new tracks and is just $7.95 when you buy three cards. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown stores.
Available at participating Hallmark Gold Crown stores while supplies last.
You want to know about that.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite by simply telling your brain you're full. Imagine you could lose weight and still eat the foods you love. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Stop imagining, it's true. H57's all-natural hoodie tricks your brain into believing you're full. It's been featured on 60 Minutes, ABC News, and the BBC as a potential miracle cure for obesity. How does it work? Simply take two capsules of H57 hoodie before each meal to help reduce your hunger, to help you lose the weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 Hoodia is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 Hoodia and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, a little Emmy Lou.
Living on the road, my friend.
Poncho and Lefty. Written by the late Towns Van Zandt. What, you don't like this, Turk? You have no taste.
Wow, this gets me going in the morning.
Yeah, you have no taste, man. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 58. We're talking about the Iranian letter. This letter has been described as the first communication from an Iranian leader, to the American president since 1979. Now, Ahmadinejad said that the Islamic courtesy prevented him from revealing the contents of the letter when he officially released it, but he did release it to... an English translation provided by the Iranian government was released to United Nations diplomats. The letter was full of all kinds of weird stuff. I mean, challenging... Well, actually, to some of us, it may not sound so weird. Challenging Bush's Christianity, talking about Iraq, talking about Saddam Hussein, talking about... But you know what? Even if the letter is nuts, even if the letter is completely wacko, is there anything that prevents us from sitting down... And the letter did not talk about Iran's nuclear program. Is there anything that prevents us from sitting down and talking to the Iranians directly? Is that a mistake? Or is the Bush administration, by not responding to this, missing an opportunity? Even if it's just a little crack in the door. Or does this administration want to toe a hard line all the way to the very end and is missing an opportunity? Two lines open. At 303-713-7600, Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I'd just like to defend John Turk's choice of music. I think he does an outstanding job. He does a wide breadth of music that satisfies many different people out there.
Yeah, except the ones that I like.
Hey, no, he plays your Lefty Frizzell.
Yeah, occasionally.
Well, still.
Doesn't like Miami Lou Harris.
He played Peter Murphy sometimes, which I was so surprised to ever hear that on a radio station. That was outstanding music. And probably the first time I've heard it was on here, on a radio. So thank you, John Turk, for that.
All right.
But the thing with Iran, oh, God. This whole situation is just like a snowball rolling downhill. And the whole problem was is Bush started the snowball. And, you know, I think that by him going to Iraq and the way he did it, he basically enabled that guy to basically seize power. And right now we're kind of backed in the corner. I don't see there's any real good way to do this. And my biggest fear is that all these people know is war, and that, so they cannot have another detente.
You know something? I think you're absolutely right. The biggest beneficiary of our move into Iraq has been the Iranians.
Oh, God. I mean, they were kind of laughing and slapping their knees saying thank you. Because prior to that time, the people who were more for a democratic government were actually winning favor in Iran. But when Bush invaded Iraq, he enabled the people who lived through fear to come out and basically support this regime. Prior to that time, the right-wingers, the crazy nutballs like Bush himself, had no backing. Their government was ready to fall. I would have given it maybe 2.5 more years before another coup would have happened, and they would have had a democratic government. But when Bush went into there, he basically destroyed all those things, and he destroyed the whole democratic movement in Iran.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think you're absolutely right. And you know what? By bombing them, we're not going to help those people who want to change there. All we're going to do is galvanize them. But should Bush be talking to the Iranians, even though this letter is full of all kinds of whacked-out inconsistencies?
You never do wrong by talking.
Yeah, why can't this administration see that? What? Maybe we're not geopolitical thinkers, man, but I mean, if I had an opportunity to sit down and at least try to have a dialogue with somebody, I'd at least try it. What the hell? What's the worst that could happen? What is the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is you would walk away with nothing, and they would tell you to go to hell, and you couldn't get anything done. But maybe something would happen, and as long as you're talking to them, I mean, isn't there that old thing about keep your enemies close to your vest?
Pretty much. I mean, you gotta understand, not everybody in the world is gonna like us, but we can't ignore all the rest of them out there, because if you ignore them, that gives them power in and of itself. It gets them to be able to say to their people, see, look, America's bad. And we are not leading by example anymore, and Bush is basically backing up the Iranian regime by basically being a tough guy. He's giving the Iranians all the power they need to be able to prove to the people who want reform that they're wrong. And if we want to see some kind of democratic movement happening over in the Middle East, we're going about it the wrong way. We're actually hurting that movement.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. Noah, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's right. The Iranians, they have benefited 20 times over by us being in Iraq. No question. Linda in Loveland. Linda, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, of course, we need to be talking to people. You know, Bush talks about diplomacy but doesn't do it because his goal is to bomb Iran. We didn't talk to North Korea. We didn't talk to Iraq. We don't talk to people. We just go in and as big bullies. I'm ashamed of our country. I am ashamed.
Bush claimed yesterday in Sun City, Florida, that he says diplomacy is the first thing. He says that his administration viewed diplomacy as the first and the most important option in dealing with the standoff over Iran's nuclear program. But he said he wasn't going to say anything more about that, because he needed to be quiet about it, even though the Iran's president sent that unprecedented 18-page letter. We're still not going to answer it. And I don't know, are we making a mistake by not answering it? I think we are.
Of course we are. Of course we are. And we can't trust Bush. Bush says, yes, we're following some diplomatic kinds of things. I doubt that.
You know, it's weird. This is a weird question to ask. Caused a lot of controversy, but I ask it anyway. Who do you trust more, the leader of Iran or George W. Bush? I don't trust either one of them.
I don't either, but I might even trust the leader of Iran more than Bush.
You think so? Because this guy comes across as being a nutcase to me, too.
Well, yes, but look at Bush and his and the people he listens to. They can't be any more nuts than they are, can they?
I don't know. They seem to be very, very, go it alone, war hungry. And I talked one morning here about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, about this whole thing about playing the fear factor. And what I sometimes think is that they're keeping this Iranian situation in their pocket, and they're going to pull this Iranian situation out when they need it, very, very close to November. That's what I'm thinking.
I think so too. I think that the Iranian leader, just like Saddam Hussein, is full of hot air. And if we go along with the hot air, then we just create big problems for ourselves.
All right, Linda, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks for being on this morning.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. And, you know, the Iranians don't have a bomb as of now. And what are they? They could be 5 to 8 years away. So it gives us plenty of time to work with them. The question is, we have to work with them. We can't push them around. We can't demand that they stop. I mean, we are demanding that they stop, but how are we going to back that up with sanctions? And then you talk about oil prices. All right, we're going to continue this into the next hour. If you're on hold, please stay there. We'll get to your calls right after the news. If you'd like to join in on this conversation about whether Bush is missing this historic chance, even though this Iranian letter is 18 pages and kind of rambles and talks about Christianity and talks about Bush's views about Christianity and gets into a lot of other things and mentions Iraq and Saddam Hussein, but never talks about Iran's nuclear program. 303-713-7600, one line open. I'll take all your calls directly after the news. Please hang on. We'll get to your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay, because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places, homes with character and big closets, all new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes in Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platt Park. Learn more at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It's information that could cost the president his life if it gets into the wrong hands. A pile of papers with nearly every detail of his trip to Florida. Sanitation man Randy Hopkins tells CBS television affiliate WUSA he found it on a local street.
I saw locations and names and places where the president's supposed to be.
I'm Peter Mayer with the president in Orlando, Florida. The White House confirms the discovery of the sensitive information. Officials are still trying to determine the exact nature of the document, but it's clearly an internal schedule with details of presidential limousine and helicopter movements. It is certainly not meant for release outside the White House. Many White House offices have so-called burn bags that are used to discard sensitive papers. This one obviously made it into the general trash.
A Texas tornado wreaks havoc north of Dallas.
The windows started bursting in. You heard this.
That woman in Westminster, Texas, says she's lucky to be alive. Three other people were killed. 10 wound up in the hospital. CBS's Kelly Cobiella is on the scene in Anna, Texas.
People who lived through it, who watched as their homes were coming down around them, describe not just sounds of a train coming, but one woman described it as it sounded like ghosts were invading her home.
Other tornadoes raked the Texas panhandle and parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas. In Florida, more than 100 wildfires fed by dry brush and fanned by high winds have burned more than 25,000 acres of land.
We are experiencing some of what people refer to as muck fires, and the heat travels underground through the root systems and has the potential to flare up.
City spokeswoman Shannon Lewis in New Smyrna Beach. Let the borrower beware. The Fed meets today.
Another Fed meeting, another rate hike. That's what's expected. What's not known is whether the increases will continue. The Fed statement today should provide some clues. In the meantime, borrowers are paying much more than they did 2 years ago when rates were at rock-bottom lows. But Bankrate.com analyst Greg McBride says CDs and money market accounts are worth much more.
We can't ignore the positive side of that, and that is savers are rejoicing every time the Fed raises rates.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
New census figures show that one American in three belongs to a minority group. At 14% of the population, Latinos are the biggest minority. Adrian Pantoja tracks population trends at Arizona State University.
These demographic changes are something that we have been tracking for some time. And it's certainly an exciting time period. I think one of the greatest challenges facing this country is how it's going to incorporate this diverse population.
Big manufacturers slimming down, Whirlpool closing offices or plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Arkansas, Canada, and Mexico, doing away with 4,500 jobs as it combines operations after the Maytag takeover. 1,500 new ones will open up. The Dow is down 8 points. This is CBS News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Okay, you guys, you got 1 minute to hide.
Every minute counts when it comes to spending time with your kids. That's why I use direct payment to pay all my monthly bills. With direct payment, my bills are paid automatically. I don't waste time writing checks, so I have more time to spend with my family.
Okay, ready or not, here I come.
Talk to the people who send you bills and ask about direct payment. It's the safe, reliable, confidential way to pay your bills. To learn more, visit electronicpayments.org.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Vicodin, Ambien, and Percocet, just a few of the 30 different prescription drugs found in the dorm room of a 19-year-old CU student yesterday. CU police say James Lee was dealing a wide selection of drugs out of his dorm room in Willard Hall. During Monday's raid, cops found 82 different drug-related items, including 30 pills in a red Nike bag. The 19-year-old from St. Louis had two prior arrests in Boulder for theft and vandalism. His roommate, 19-year-old Joshua Olson, also arrested on drug charges and underage drinking. These arrests part of an investigation by Boulder Campus PD to crack down on drug use. A Denver firefighter in critical but stable condition this morning after fighting a basement fire at his home near East Virginia and High Street yesterday. Lieutenant Phil Champagne says crews found him unconscious.
They found a firefighter when they were going down to provide the backup line to the stairwell. Found a firefighter down, face down, thought he was on the ground crawling because of the heat conditions, and when he didn't move, they became suspicious, realized what it was, and pulled the victim from him.
No other injuries were reported. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We do have one major crash in this morning's drive jamming us up in the tech center. Northbounders along I-25 at Orchard are dealing with a four-car crash blocking up the two left-hand lanes right at Orchard. Now, unfortunately, our backups are now extending well past County Line Road as one car is stuck beneath the other, so this one is going to take quite a while to clear from the highway. Taking a look at the west side of town, eastbound I-70 on the ramp to C-470. Still got a crash pulled off to the right-hand shoulder. Looks like it's in the final cleanup stages, but you will find a bit of curiosity in the area. The rest of the highway drive, just heavy and slow. C-470 jamming up eastbound between Broadway and University. Eastbound 6th Avenue is also heavy and slow between Sheridan and I-25. And up on the north end, southbounders across 25 are still jamming between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike. In today's forecast, highs near about 61 degrees. Currently, we're at 39 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This May, choose how you want to save at your Chrysler dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Chrysler vehicles.
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson is Colorado's newest and largest Harley-Davidson dealership. With over 100 new and used Harleys and Thunder Mountain custom cycles on our showroom floor, Thunder Mountain is your biker headquarters. Stop in today and visit. We're open 7 days a week, and we're located just 35 minutes north of Denver at I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard. That's exit 259. Check us out online at ThunderMountainHarley.com. Thunder Mountain. Proud to be Colorado's premier Harley-Davidson dealership.
Just call 545-5755. Arone Appel CPA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
807, 7 minutes after 8. Good morning. High today, 58. Well, actually, Amelia says it'll be 61. Intermittent clouds here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. By the way, you know what? I never mentioned this on the air. You know why I never mentioned this on the air? Because I have absolutely zero chance of winning, and I've been nominated before and haven't won. But I got nominated again, so maybe I guess I'll mention it. I got nominated to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. I probably am not going to make it, but you know what? I got nominated. What are you laughing at, John? I mean, you know, it's pretty
That's
cool.
That's awesome, man. I think you're going to make it.
No, I won't. I won't get enough votes. And you know what? I never campaigned for myself either, so it doesn't help. I should get
Do we need to campaign for you?
No, you got to be a member to vote, and I just never go around in politic or try to get anybody to vote. For me, but I have been nominated. This is the second time I've been nominated in the last couple of years. All right, we're talking about this Iranian president's letter. And his letter to President Bush, Iranian's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad declared the Western-style democracy had failed and that the use of secret prisons in Europe and aspects of the war in Iraq could not be reconciled with Mr. Bush's Christian values. But the letter did not address directly the central issue that divides the two countries, which is Iran's nuclear ambitions. I want to say one thing. I don't trust the president of Iran more than I trust the president of the United States, George W. Bush. But the trouble is, I don't trust either of these two men. And you know what the thing is? Because to me, Bush has no street creds at all. I mean, none whatsoever. I mean, you know what? It was startling to me last night when on Hardball, I was waiting for Keith Olbermann to come on. In the last few minutes of Hardball, I saw Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who has a new book out. And Chris Matthews asked her directly, why did we go into Iraq? And she said, I don't know. But are we missing an opportunity to talk to the Iranians by not responding to this letter? I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones and Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
First of all, the letter is meant to be divisive. It's divisive among Americans like yourself and myself. It's what George Bush did to win elections.
Well, wait a minute. How's it divisive between the two of us?
Well, basically, right-wingers are immediately going to say, and throw their hands down like George Bush, and say, oh, we're not going to talk, we shouldn't talk with him, and so on and so forth. Then you're going to have people like yourself and myself who are going to go and say, you know, you should always keep an open dialogue, and open dialogue doesn't hurt anything. You're not agreeing to anything, you're just agreeing to talk. It's a game with them. This letter is a game, and George Bush is predictable, as always, and the Iranians are winning the game. By not opening up a dialogue, we're perceived as the bad guys among the Russians and the Chinese again. They're sitting there saying, well, again, you're not coming to the table. The Iranians don't care. It's a falsehood. This letter's a lie. They want nuclear warheads, and that's all they want. But you have to send a low-level official over there and basically say, okay, well, we'll meet you on neutral ground. Here's a low-level official. Let's hear what you have to say and play their game of it's called diplomacy. And George Bush has no diplomacy. He never has.
Why doesn't he just send Condoleezza Rice over there?
Well, exactly. What's it going to hurt? And it's a game. In the end run, you know this guy is not truthful in what he's saying. He all he really wants is a nuclear warhead. But in the same aspect, amongst the world, everybody watches us and how we react to what people say. And they use this against the other religious, the Islamic religion, over in Iran to say, look, they won't talk to us. They won't come to us. And George Bush, being the dolt that he is, he's predictable and he automatically shuns it. And they knew this was going to happen. So then they use it to their advantage. And I believe this. And, you know, like you said on several occasions, the Iranians have been a chess. They're setting their pieces up to win. We just react. And who wins? The oil companies, because we have more disruption. You know, things don't look as good, so the oil prices go up. Who wins? The Carlyle Group, who's very attached to George Bush's father and Cheney and all of his cronies. Who wins? By him,
you know what? Though,
the American people.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I've often thought about this. People can call here and take me to task for this. But I've often thought about this. We have nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
We told the Indians that we would cooperate with them on nuclear development.
Not in the beginning.
But what real God-given right do we have to tell the Iranians they can't have a nuclear bomb?
None. Other than going
if you switch positions, and let's say we're having this conversation in, on Radio Tehran, not AM 760 Progressive Talk, which, of course, there are some wingnuts out there that would think it was one and the same thing. But if we were having this discussion, what do you think the man in the street or the woman in the street in Tehran says? Well, wait a minute, you know, how come you have the right to tell us one way or the other what we can and cannot do when you yourselves don't abide by it? Like, in other words, are you the only ones that are allowed to have nuclear weapons?
Can I answer?
Because you judge us as being unstable, you therefore tell us we can't have them?
When their leader threatens nuclear weapons against the Jewish faith, the Jewish people, Israel, then then, yeah, that's where the UN has to step in and say, look, if you're not going to use this wisely, you don't deserve to have this.
Oh, listen, I agree on that point 100%. I'm only trying to look at it from their point of view, and then they see us as being a country that doesn't like what goes on in Iraq, and so launches a preemptive strike into Iraq and topples the government there. And, in other words, it's do as we say, not as we do.
Well, yeah, that's always been the problem with the United States diplomatic policy, is that they go out and try to nation build, and then they screw it up because they're greedy and because they want the war to go on, because they don't want to win the war, they just want it to go on to benefit their constituents. And I believe that. The same thing that's happened with Vietnam and the rest of the Korean War, a war for profit, the same thing is going on for here. If you don't believe that, then look at Halliburton and all the accounting irregularities. Look at what they're charging us for the price of gas in Iraq, where we're pumping it out at. Look at all the things, the profiteering that's going on in this war, and nobody's saying anything about it. This administration does not care. They want people to profit from
it. I think people are trying to say something about it, but they're having a hard time getting their message through, and particularly Democrats, since Democrats don't control anything. All right, so you're like me. You're for talking.
Well, yeah, I'm for talking with a strong hand. I'm for talking
How strong of a hand can you have? In other words, you know, you can sit there and threaten them all you want. You can tell them that, we'll isolate you internationally all you want. You can do everything you want. You can saber-rattle with them. You can make all kinds of threats to them. But you know what they're going to do? What they're going to do is they're just going to turn around, withhold oil, and drive oil prices up even higher. They're going to threaten us vis-a-vis because we have soldiers sitting next door in Iraq. They're going to make that difficult. They're going to start trouble with Israel. In other words, you know what? I hate to say this. I really hate to say this, and I could be totally and completely wrong, and if I am, man, I'll get on the radio and admit I'm wrong. But it seems to me that we're not holding the cards. They're holding the cards.
They're holding the cards, but you have to work through the UN. You have to show...
I agree, but this administration is not an administration that likes to work through any kind of international bodies to get anything done.
And that's why this administration is a failed administration. Also, along the lines, and I blame Clinton for this, in 2000, they were supposed to have a Clean Air Act in California where they're supposed to use, within the city limits of L.A., only electric cars. The reason I know is because I knew the company that was working with them to get there. And the clean air, what Brazil has done with biodiesel and ethanol and things like that, I also look at Clinton and say, look, you guys didn't do enough. You could have went a little further. But he had a Republican Congress and Senate to have to work through. He knew what would go and what wouldn't. What we have to do when we get control, is say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go and do exactly what Brazil does, and they're 70%, they're not dependent on oil. 70% of their energy comes from biodiesel.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Let
me tell you something. I can't wait. You know what? I can't wait. I'm down on my hands and knees praying every single day.
You're the one that talks to these people, the senators and people like that. I talk to them, too. I leave messages. But you hold some weight. So does Ed Schultz, and so do people.
Well, we do. We bring it up to them every day.
People need to be pounded. The Democrats need to be pounded to say, are you going to stand for this? Are you going to put a bill forward?
Yeah, it is. It is one of, it's one of the things the Democrats are talking about. All right, Jeff, I got to run, man. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. You know what? I mean, I don't see as we have any good options here when it comes to Iran. I would talk to them personally. I've heard Madeleine Albright say she would talk to them. You know? Now, if you think I'm wrong about talking to them, you tell me you think I'm wrong. But I don't see us holding any cards. I really don't. Other than the pressure we can bring diplomatically through institutions like the UN. But then they can retaliate against us. And you know what? It's because we need their damn oil. Isn't that it? It's because we need their damn oil. If they didn't have any oil, what would you care? Well, we would care, but I mean, it wouldn't be the same kind of caring, would it? I don't know. Let's remove oil from the equation, and then answer me that. If they didn't have any oil, would you then react differently towards Iran? One line open, 303-713-7600, 817, 17 minutes after.
It's It's the big one.
Saturday, May 13th, Marta Shank Car Wash at Alameda and Harlan in Lakewood presents the giant Cinco de Mayo Car Show. Cars, bikes, trucks, bombs, rods, everything on wheels. There's a live DJ, great food, hydraulic hop-off, sponsored by Roberts Wheels and Tires, and tons of cash and prizes. Get your car wash or detailed while you check out the hot rods. It's Saturday, May 13th from 11 to 6. Go to MartaShankCarWash.com for information and a free register. That's MartaShankCarWash.com. carwash.com or call 303-727-8495.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car, it's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Formosa Garden, serving the community for more than a dozen years. Look for them at 16645 East Smoky Hill Road in Aurora.
819, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've been talking to you a lot and for a while here about Icon Laser Center. And I've been telling you about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Now, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you have to pay more. But you know what? That's just not true. What they don't tell you is that their procedures cost more because not because they're better, and that's what they lead you to believe, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass that savings on to you. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at IconDenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. 524-1001. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Don't spend extra money where you don't have to. Call Icon. They'll do it. They'll make it safe, and they'll make it affordable.
A few years ago, I was hit by a drunk driver. The impact crushed my nose, knocked out six of my teeth, and broke four ribs in both my legs. It destroyed my car, but the damage didn't end there. The crash also shattered my sense of well-being, threw my future out of alignment, broadsided my family, rattled my confidence, shook my faith, derailed my career, rocked my marriage, devastated my wife, terrified my children, crushed my hopes. The crash was a long time ago, but me, my family, we're all still feeling it.
Even long after a drunk driving crash, survivors can still feel the impact, again and again, every day. But MAD Victim Services can help. We offer emotional, financial, and legal guidance to the victims of drunk driving. MAD knows how to help, because we've been there too. For more information about MAD Victim Services, call 877-MAD-HELP. That's 877-MADDHELP, or visit MAD.org. We help survivors survive.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-two minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 61, intermittent clouds. We're talking about this Iranian letter and whether we're missing a historic chance by not talking to the Iranians, even though the letter is ridiculous. But it's the first direct communication to an American president from Iran since 1979. President Bush said yesterday that the administration viewed diplomacy as the first most important option in dealing with a standoff over Iran's nuclear program. You know something else I want to ask you, too? I want to ask you, how many think we'll bomb Iran before November of the elections of 06 of this year? Maybe the Bush administration is holding this in their pocket. to invoke a national crisis. No, I'm getting way too cynical. Do you think I'm being way too cynical? A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Is there anybody out there that's as cynical as I am that believes that they'll ratchet this crisis up as we get closer to the midterm elections? Because they need something to lift them out of that 31%. Maybe the Iranian situation is something that they can use. Or am I being too cynical by asking that question? Here's Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, yeah, listen, regarding this missed opportunity for a dialogue with the Iranians, Winston Churchill had an observation on diplomacy that I think bears relearning here. Jaw-jaw is better than war-war.
Not according to this administration, though.
Well, I'm just coming from a standpoint of common sense.
Yeah, which this administration seems to lack.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. Do you think that they would do this? Do you think that they would ratchet the situation up as we get closer to the midterm elections and try to use it to their advantage?
I'm hoping not, because I just find the idea too terrifying. I mean, I'm hoping that these guys that, you know, they have at least a grain of sense and that they're learning something from the shellacking that they're taking in Iraq.
You know, seeing what you're saying about how they're learning their lesson from the shellacking that we're taking from Iraq, and, you know, Bush pointed out that Tal Afar was supposed to be this, area of success, and now there's a bomb that goes off there overnight, kills like 19-20 people.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I don't think this guy learns anything. You know what? I think this guy doesn't. I don't think he's penetrable. I don't think he gets anything. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm just trying to be realistic about him.
I hear you. I have my own cynical theories about Bush. I just hope that he's not impenetrable, frankly. Everybody else seems to think that going after Iran is a totally ludicrous idea.
Well, but that's never stopped this administration in the past.
Well,
you know, a lot of countries thought going to Iraq was a stupid, ludicrous idea, and look what we ended up doing. We ended up going there. And now,
yeah. And
now it could turn out to be the biggest foreign policy mess this country's ever made.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, at the time I bought into it because I believed the lies that he was telling us about Iraq having the weapons of mass destruction. It was only after learning that we'd been BS'd into the war that I really got PO'd on this.
Well, I think you're like a lot of people. I think a lot of people fall into that category, and there's nothing wrong with it. Dave, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Sure. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there are a lot of people who felt that way and now feel, even worse. Let's go to Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. I've got two questions or 2 points for you. One is to bring up a straw man that I see this administration using that they're getting ready to shoot down that has nothing to do with what's real. What they're doing is they're setting up a straw man that if Iran does not stop with their enrichment of uranium, then they will have grounds for more serious consequences. And the problem with that argument is that under the Non-Proliferation Treaty that they are signatories to, they are allowed to enrich uranium. And if it is for peaceful means, which they have always said it is, for energy production, then they are within their means. And if they are successful in getting them to stop enriching uranium, then they as good as much thrown the Non-Proliferation Treaty out the door, and anyone else is free to not behave according to the rules. And they have, the Iranians have always said, we're willing to work with, who's the guy in charge of that?
Mohammed al-Baradei?
That's right. They're willing to work with him and his agency over the UN because they believe that that group has credibility. That group was willing to go into Iraq and tell them, look, there are no weapons of mass destruction. There are no traces of any kind of nuclear activity in Iraq, and the world agreed with it, but Bush had his own agenda. Second thing is that I really would like to ask the question, what can we do as citizens of this country to stop any nuclear activity from happening by this madman in this administration. We don't have the luxury of waiting until the November election.
I've questioned this on the air before. I'll ask you. I'll ask anybody else who wants to call in and also wants to comment about this. If you're the president of the United States and you're sitting at 31% approval rating, and now all the polls show it to be 31, and the latest New York Times poll also shows there's an article this morning by Adam Nagorny and Megan Thee, Bush approval at a new low point. The New York Times CBS News poll shows him to be at 31%. I mean, when you're down that far, do you think this guy could sell us and get on another in foreign involvement, or do you think that the American people just would reject it overall and the Congress would reject it because it would feel pressure from their constituents?
These people only understand power, and they only understand absolute power. They do not seem to care about whether they need to persuade anybody on anything. And with these kind of dangerously low poll ratings, I think you're absolutely right with your cynicism. I think they're going to get us into war. I think they're going to, the only branch of the military that they haven't tapped yet is the Air Force. And they're going to utilize the Air Force, and they're going to utilize bombs to get, and not just tactical bombs into certain sites. They're going to go after multiple locations in order to reduce the chance for retaliation. It's going to escalate incredibly. And so what worries me is what can we do to stop this guy, because it's not going to be enough for us to wait until November to get him out.
Well, we're going to have a congressman on tomorrow that is introducing a resolution that is going to ask the White House to promise not to use any kind of nuclear weapons or any kind of retaliatory measures. His name is Vince DeFazio from Oregon, unless Congress is notified first, and we'll have him on tomorrow morning. Bob, thank you. I appreciate the call, man.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day. Here's Dave on C-470. Thinks we'll reach an agreement with Iran. Dave, you're on AM-760. You think we'll reach an agreement with Iran?
I do believe we will, Jay, and let me tell you the reason why. I believe this administration is going to let it get as heated as possible, and then towards the midterms, they're going to reach an agreement so they can make themselves come out to be the heroes. I'm also going to see that they're going to do something with the gas prices to make themselves look like heroes, because it's the only thing they're going to be able to run on 2006 and also in 2008. And I also see that we're going to see something as far as immigration, probably some more huge busts, you know, of cracking down on some immigration, because it's the only thing they have to run on. That's just really all I have to say, Dick.
All right, pal, I appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right. I don't know. Will they use this to their advantage in the mid-November elections, and do you trust Bush? And should we be talking to the Iranians, even though they've sent this letter? You know, I talked one morning here at great length about the fear factor and about how the Republican Party and the GOP, and particularly this president, Karl Rove and these people, they love to use that fear factor, man. They love to get us, cranked up and rolling. We got to fear something in this society. You know, if we don't fear, like, brown people, coming into this country, which, the wingnuts, keep using terms like invading, like an invading horde or invading army. If we don't fear them, then we have to fear the Iranians. If we don't fear the Iranians, then we had to fear the Iraqis. I mean, they've got to have something. I mean, whatever happened to those color-coded warnings that we had? Does anybody remember those during 2004? Does anybody have any idea what the color code is now? Where we're resting now, as far as any of this goes, now all of a sudden it's dropped. So is the administration blowing it by not talking to the Iranians, or are they doing it on purpose because what they want to do is they'd like to just get it cranked up, and they'd like to get us cranked up? Three lines open at 303-713-7600. That's three lines open at 303-713-7600. 832, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM760 Progressive Talk. And a look at Progressive Traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, good news in the tech center. Our crash along northbound I-25 is now clear from the highway right at Orchard. Had four cars involved here blocking up the two left-hand lanes of the highway. Unfortunately, you are looking at pretty good cleanup of this crash, but you are jamming well past C-470. Now, across eastbound I-70, We still got heavy traffic between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard, and southbound I-225 is jamming up between Colfax and Alameda, and again on that approach to Yosemite, continuing down towards I-25. Across our side streets, watch for a crash along northbound Federal on the ramp to 6th Avenue. Luckily, both lanes of this ramp have now been reopened. In today's forecast, we'll see mostly clear skies with a chance for thunderstorms later on this afternoon, and a high of about 61 degrees. Currently, we're at 49 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This May, choose how you want to save at your Jeep dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Jeep vehicles, like the new Commander or the 5-star government crash test-rated Grand Cherokee. Or choose a cash allowance of up to $3,000. See your Jeep dealer for details.
AM760.net. More than just a website, it's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Hey, AOL customers. As technology improves, costs come down, right? So why did AOL just raise their rates? It's time you move to People PC Online. People PC is only $10.95 a month, and you can try them risk-free for 30 days. People PC has all the features you want. A start page with all your favorite links, email, pop-up blocker. Plus, they scan all your incoming emails for viruses, and their smart dialer gets you fast, reliable connections instead of busy signals. Look, AOL thinks you'll just sit there and take it, because it's a pain to switch email addresses. But People PC actually helps you tell all your friends your new email address, so you won't miss a beat. Over a million Americans have made the move to People PC, and thousands more do it every day. Try them free for 30 days and cut your internet bill in half. Tell AOL what they can do with their rate increase. Visit surfpeoplepc.com or call 800-332-6611. That's 800-332-6611.
Boy, it is a pain to change your email address. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting so much spam. Whew, boy, you know, I got to change mine. Thank God the Republican Party doesn't have a hold of my email address. That would just shove me over the edge. Hey, you know what? Never mind diplomacy. Go to Rocky's Autos and demand a good deal. That's what you ought to do, because that's what Rocky's is all about. That's about getting you a good deal. Their matching down incentive is going on now up to $1,500. You march onto the lot. You get Tom Alshier. You get Marv Alshier. You get Colby Harris. You get Dave Dunn. You get any of the people, Spanky. You get any of the people working at Rocky's. And you know what you do? Gerard Menard, you say, hey, Jay Marvin was talking about you, and I want a good deal. Because Rocky's has got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles and all along the Front Range. I mean, in all of Colorado, over 500 vehicles on the lot, including those sharp-looking original American sports cars, the Corvettes. Their cars are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And the people at Rockies are there. You know what they're there for? They're there to help you. That's exactly what they're geared to do. So, you know what? Diplomacy nothing. Get on the lot and tell them J. Marvin sent you, and you want a good deal. And get them to show you the car that you're interested in. They've got a full selection of Ford, Chevys, Dodge, Nissans, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiacs, Volkswagens, and a whole lot more. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., family-owned and operated since 1982. Go to their website, RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory there. I was just talking to somebody who I work with here in the building, and they're headed out to Rockies after looking at the website, because they saw something on there they wanted. And you can pre-qualify for a car loan, see the television commercials, and read about their business philosophy. Rockies Autos, it's the place to go to get a great vehicle. Mary and I have been buying cars there since 1997. We wouldn't go anyplace else. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. Get out there and see them, and just the heck with diplomacy, demand a good deal. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
Bojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50. Pizza's now available in gluten-free for a limited time at participating locations.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 58, intermittent clouds. Looks nice out there now, though. AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about Iran, the letter from the president of Iran, or is this president missing a chance at diplomacy? This is the first letter from an Iranian leader to an American president in, oh, man, how many years? Since 1979. And Bush said yesterday in Sun City, Florida, he said diplomacy was the first and most important option during a standoff in dealing with Iran's nuclear program. You believe that from him? And this administration is excellent at using a fear factor. And you know what? They face possibly losing the House and the Senate in November. So what do we do? Do they think, you think they'll let this ratchet up? Think they'll let it fester? Think they'll use it to their political advantage? Let's go to the phones and go to Todd in Morrison. Todd, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on. Hi.
Hi, Jay. This is Big Head Todd. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
You got to play some more of my music, buddy.
You know what? I definitely got to play some more of your music. I definitely got to get some of your music on. I think you guys are great, man. I think you're great.
I think you're great, too. We listen to your show every day.
Oh, you know, you are the best. Do you know Audra from Rocky's Autos?
Of course I do.
Yeah, she's also a big fan of yours, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
She really loves you a lot. Well, hey, man, what's up? Should we talk about the topic, or should we just talk about you?
Let's talk about the topic. It's more important than me.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that it really that it makes us look weak, the response that Bush has had to the letter. And the reason I think, I just think that all of the rhetoric about, you know, similarly with North Korea, it seems to me like strong nations should want to talk to the weaker nations or the more aggressive nations to calm them down.
Well, it just seems to me like some talk is better than no talk. I mean, if you and I had a, you know, if we were arguing, and you know, you've got that. I mean, you travel the band. I mean, you know, you got guys that play together. I mean, isn't it better just to try to talk, even if one person's being ridiculous?
Well, that's especially when you want to talk to somebody, when they feel bitter or jilted. You know, that's the time to talk to them, I think. That's what creates more safety in the situation. I've never understood why, you know, Condoleezza Rice said that this wasn't a legitimate diplomatic effort, and that's why we're not responding to it. But it seems to me that any effort should be considered legitimate, especially if it's initiated by the leader of a nation.
Yeah. See, I look at it as being the same way. What is the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is we wouldn't see it eye to eye, but we could keep talking. But this idea of having indirect talks, relying on our allies to do it, why don't we just do it ourselves? Why don't we just say to them, okay, look, we've reached an impasse. Let's sit down. Who do you want to send? You know, we'll send whoever you want to send. We'll send the equivalent. And let's sit down and see if we can't work this thing out. Is that, as you said about weakness, is by going to the president of Iran, who's obviously not a rational guy, and saying, well, okay, you know, we'll send the equivalent of whoever you want to deal with. Is that showing weakness on our part?
I absolutely don't think so. I mean, to me, that's strength. You know, I think if I was Bush, what would be the harm in, you know, if I was president, I'd write a personal letter back. I think this letter is a public ploy, you know, regardless of what the, you know, the official capacity of it is. I think it makes us look bad to poo-poo this letter in, you know, in front of the world community.
Yeah, even though the letter is kind of weird. I mean, you read parts of it about, he gets into all this about how, you know, Western liberal democracy has failed and, yeah, I mean, some of it is over the top, but once again, you know, I mean, it's some kind of an overture. What the hell?
I think it's important to make world leaders feel like they're being listened to. I think by refusing to make them feel that way, it just further isolates them and pushes them, you know, more toward the brink, which is seems like. Maybe you're right. Maybe this is their strategy to push us, you know, back into war with Iran. And I really pray that you're wrong on that one.
See, I just mistrust this administration. I think they would use anything that they could get their hands on. Look, they got a lot at stake coming in November. And I think that they would do anything they could to stave off what they believe is going to be a massive defeat in the House and possibly a defeat in the Senate. And they realize that it's going to be rough going for this president. If this president's, you know, agenda now at 31% isn't dead already, I really just don't. And maybe I'm just too cynical, but I, you know, or paranoid or something. And good thing I'm going to see my shrink today. But it's like I just don't trust them. I don't trust them.
They got to be smarter than that, though. Isn't fear mongering what got them to this 31% approval rating in the first place?
I think what got them to this 31% approval rating is the fact that they bungled it.
Right.
That they just got it. I mean, they got something terribly, horribly, horribly, horribly wrong, and that their view of the world, you know, it's like Michael Schreuer, and I don't know if you heard this interview yesterday because it was on really early in the morning, but go to our website at am760.net, and I believe it's still up there, where he talks about the fact that their view of the world is not the world as it really is, and that the view that they had going into Iraq, and maybe the view that they've got it to Iran, is not really the view of the way the world really is.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that for one second.
So they're unplugged, and they don't really realize what the hell's happening. So they get into the situation in Iraq, which they don't plan for. They screw up totally, and that's why they're sitting at 31. And then also the other thing that's killing them is gas prices. How are you guys doing in that area when you have to tour?
Well, it's very expensive, but you know, I'm not that bummed out about that because, you know, the more expensive it is, the less we're going to use. I mean, I just think that it's so silly for us to expect gas to be a dollar and change for all eternity, and we have to learn how to somehow get the will to develop alternative energy, but I'm afraid it's probably already too late and. I don't see that will emerging.
Nah, it's never too late. After November, we'll take control of the Congress, and then we'll make it happen. Hey, you want to plug any upcoming dates? Any place we can go see you?
Red Rocks, June 10th.
All right, man. Well, we'll be out there at Red Rocks. You know, Red Rocks, what day is that June 10th, by the way?
I believe it's a Friday.
Oh, so I can stay up then.
I hope so. I'll change the date if you can't go.
you don't have to change the date. I'll try to stay up. You know what? Yeah, we should definitely hook up, and I should definitely get out there to see you because I wanted to see you live for a long, long time. And we'll play some of your music coming up out of the next break. And don't be a stranger, man, and call us anytime. And can I put you on hold and get some personal information?
I'd love that, Jay.
Okay, hang on a second here.
Bye.
All right, there's Todd, Big Head Todd of Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Grab that line number two there and get Todd's email address and phone number and contact information, and we'll have him on the show again some morning when we talk about music. It's 8:45, 15 away from 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and we'll get some Big Head Todd on coming up.
This is Dr. Shayna Barr with Comfort Dental, North Arvada. Although I'm a Comfort Dental dentist, I'm also a working mom. I understand the importance of good quality care at affordable prices and convenient hours. Comfort Dental is a great place to be because we offer all of these things in a comfortable, caring environment. We really treat our patients like family. This is Dr. Shayna Barr, Comfort Dental. We'll be here when you need us.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste. Or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE. F-R-E-E.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Time to have LASIK. The right place to have LASIK. And the right price to have LASIK. Don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. today at 303-C2020 before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C2020 now. That's 303-C2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760's Blue List has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. New companies to the Blue List include 8020 Plan, Capstone Investment Financial Group, and the Law Office of Mike Turner. Go to am760.net today, click on the Blue List, and support the companies that support AM 760.
8:48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Let's have an open and candid conversation about debt. You know, there's something in this society that if you're in debt, like people look down on you or you feel down about yourself, that's probably the most important thing. Your self-esteem is tied up into that. And there isn't a person alive who hasn't been in debt. And every once in a while, our finances get out of control. Check this out. If you're sitting in that situation, let's end that financial pain right now. If you're a homeowner, the Mortgage Store are the people to go to. They've got a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. All you got to do is call them at 303-423-7171. But there's more than this, okay? Because there's a lot of people out there that are going to promise you a lot of things. At the Mortgage Store, they've helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills, consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. The call for a free credit analysis. You know what? That's all you got to do. You just got to call. They'll give you a credit analysis. It's absolutely free. They don't charge you a cent. There's no application fee. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs. And interest may be tax-deductible. The interest on those credit cards are not tax-deductible. Here's the other thing about the folks at the Mortgage Store. They'll stay with you from the very first day to the very last day, to the day of closing. And you can get approval today. You can get started today by calling 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8, Saturday too, so don't put it off anymore. Don't sit there with that economic pain, and don't sit there and think to yourself that you're the only one in this boat, because that's not the case. There are lots of folks that have been there. Mary and I have been there before, and there's no reason why you can't fix your own situation. If you're a homeowner, the Mortgage Store is there for you. Give them a call today, 303-423-7171.
Comcastic Radio! Where we try to entertain you in radio as much as we do everywhere else.
Now, the news.
Comcast high-speed internet forces creator of Instant Pudding to retract adjective. I'm Candace Matthews. Ever since Comcast released its lightning-quick internet service, many have reevaluated the term instant. This morning, a defeated creator of Instant Pudding addressed a crowd of reporters.
I honestly can't believe I'm here today. With DSL and dial-up, I never saw this coming. Comcast high-speed internet is a whole new ballgame of instant. My pudding can't keep up with that.
Candace Matthews for Comcastic Radio News.
Now for the skilly diddly.
Get Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Act now and save on installation. Just call 1-888-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees. Extra speed comparison for downloads only. And compare Comcast 6 megabits per second to 1.5 megabits DSL. Actual speeds vary. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Wait. Stop. Thank you. I wanted Big Head Todd of the Monsters. I want to thank Todd for calling in. Big Head Todd of the Monsters rock. You know what? I think we should change our theme song to this song right here. What do you think? Don't you think so? You know what? We're going to make a change. Steve Earle's out. Big Head Todd is in. Yeah, definitely. All right, we're talking about Iran here, and we thank Big Head Todd for calling in. 303-713-7600. Don't forget that date at Red Rocks in June, and we're going to see if we can make that. I think we can get some backstage passes to go hang out. I haven't hung out backstage at a musical event in, geez, like 18 years. It's been 18 years since I've been a disc jockey, and those were all country music events that I used to hang out at. All right, let's get back on the phones. Jeff and Conifer wants to talk about Bush and the Fear Factor with this whole Iranian situation. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Sorry about taking up so much time.
I'm doing good. Go ahead. It's yours.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to start off with the fact that right after 9/11, Georgie Bush he was against having the pilots have guns in the cockpit. He's the guy that was against it that we could protect the cockpit.
Yeah.
How's that? Yeah. So I think you're right on. I think, what was the movie several years ago about Wag the Dog?
The one with Robert De Niro. It was called Wag the Dog.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what, if you look, just recent history, every time it seems something comes up, we wag the dog. So the opinion polls, I think the American people have figured out. The opinion polls just keep, they go lower and lower. The people are getting, they're on to George.
So, all right, let me ask you then, if you believe that, then let me ask you 2 points here. One, do you think he could pull this, do you think the Republican Party and that George W. Bush could pull this out of his hat to get us ratcheted up with fear in the mid-November elections? And number two, if he and his wing nuts who run this country decide, his advisors who do not live in the real world decide that they want to take military action against Iran, do you think he could sell that to the American people with a 31% approval rating?
I don't think so, no. I absolutely don't. I think as long as people like yourself continue to talk about it, and I think the American people have figured out one day we're orange, we're red, we're blue, we're purple. Oh, by the way, it's gone. And when, as November approaches, I think it's just going to be real obvious to the American people. They've woken up, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I think this whole thing about red states, blue states is ridiculous. We should get rid of it. What we should start talking about is what's right for America and what we can do that benefits America, not only for ourselves now, not only for the entire country, but also for our kids. Jeff, thank you, man.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm a diehard Democrat, but you talk about Hillary. I just cannot get my arms around her. I will if she's the only candidate, but I hope that somebody better comes forward.
What about drafting Al Gore?
I would be for that.
Yeah, if I had an internet, let me tell you something. If I had internet expertise, and I don't, but if I knew how to put up a website and do all that stuff, I'd start a draft Al Gore campaign.
Anybody but Hillary. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Yeah, and then Hillary's praising George W. Bush, and we've got those cuts somewhere. Do we have them? You want to hear these? You want to hear? Yeah, Hillary praising a George W. Bush. I mean, This just so, check this out. This just turns me off.
On a personal level, he is someone who has a lot of, charm and charisma. I think that in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, I was very grateful to him for his support for New York.
See, I think he does have charm. Charisma, I'm not sure about, but I think he does have charm. But I put it a different way yesterday. He was everything Kerry wasn't. Kerry was facts. Bush was emotion. If Kerry had emotion and fact, Kerry would have slaughtered Bush. But I don't know how she can say something positive about him in the current situation that this country sits in under his leadership. I really just do not. I don't understand that. Let's go to Gary on a cell phone. Gary, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, I'm all for Al Gore. He's the best. He should have won in 2000. He should have come back in 2004 and actually kicked George Bush's butt, but unfortunately he decided not to. Kerry should have beat his butt too, but oh well. What can you say?
Well, we'll anyway, try that, we'll you know what? We'll win it in 08.
Yeah, exactly. And if Gore comes back, that's fantastic. Anyway, that's not why I called exactly. I wanted to talk about the Iran deal, and not only just Iran, but also when Bush was first thieving this country, he was talking about the axis of evil.
Mm-hmm.
and I believe it was Iran, Iraq, and North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, imagine this. We have the three countries of the Axis of Evil. We've already invaded one. We're getting ready to invade the second one. What do you think North Korea is thinking about right now?
I think before I run out of time here and have to go to the news, I think you're absolutely right, Gary. It would jack up the tension with Pyongyang beyond incredible belief. And we've just now got that pretty much settled down for the time being. So your point is really well taken. Gary, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Ari Berman of the Nation about the CIA. Then we'll talk to Congressman Pete Stark about health care. And then we'll take your calls on anything you want to talk about here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of pre-existing conditions or citizenship status. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006. Visit us on the web at qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006.
Dave Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Lying in plain sight. The White House has confirmed that papers containing the details of President Bush's trip to Florida have been found in the street. Washington sanitation worker Randy Hopkins tells CBS affiliate WUSA-TV his discovery disturbed him.
We're going through a war, and if it would have fell into the wrong hands at the right time, it could have been something real messy.
But security analyst Neil Livingston isn't too concerned.
The president's movements are generally well known, and so as a consequence, I think this thing is a security lapse, but it's not the end of the world.
A wild and deadly night north of Dallas has at least one tornado spun through. Three people were killed and 10 injured in the town of Westminster. This man saw his house wiped out.
The house is destroyed. Destroyed. Everything sucked from the inside. All the glass just sucked right from the inside. Then the ceiling came down from the garage.
Well, in a few hours, the Fed will announce its latest decision on interest rates. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says it won't be a shock.
Expect a 16th straight rate hike from the Fed. If that happens, the prime lending rate could be pushed to a level double what it was 2 years ago when the Federal Reserve's rate hiking spree began. There's immense curiosity, especially on Wall Street, about what the Fed will say today about whether rate increases could continue.
Well, the House is poised to vote on a sweeping $70 billion tax cut measure and includes a two-year extension of the current rate on dividend and capital gains. A hearing is set for Friday in the case of Kelly Romanesco, fired from her job as a Catholic school teacher in Wisconsin for undergoing in vitro fertilization.
I was astounded. I was shocked and devastated. I was in tears and I couldn't believe that it happened.
The school administrators claim she didn't act according to Catholic teaching. Romanesco questions that.
You know, the Catholic belief is to procreate, and I mean, that's what marriage is about, and that's all we were trying to do.
What is up with SAT scores? Some colleges say they've seen double-digit drops in the average test results on this year's applications. The SAT now contains an essay section, and Stephen Farmer of the University of North Carolina says that could be a factor.
The test this year is new, and our position
for example, in the writing section has been that we'll only really start to use the writing section once we've had a chance to validate it on our own campus.
The axe is falling at Whirlpool. The company's announced it's cutting 4,500 jobs as it padlocks offices and plants in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
This is going to be a major blow. That's one of our larger industries.
Melinda LaForce is mayor of Searcy, Arkansas, where the closing of a plant will put 700 people out of work.
It's my understanding they're kind of giving them some time off today to visit with families and kind of absorb the shock of all of this.
Whirlpool is consolidating after its acquisition of rival Maytag. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up a point, the NASDAQ off 10. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm fine. It's a beautiful day.
I know the gentleman was just explaining to me that you'd like to add some ministry services. Is that correct?
Yes, because now in
760 local news update. Many were smoking up, some were just speaking up, and now two CU students are suing. Cameras were clicking at Farron Field on the CU Boulder campus on April 20th when a large number of students showed up for a smokeout to protest marijuana laws. Those photos have been plastered all over campus and on the Internet, along with a $50 reward if names are turned in. Today, two students will announce that they will file a lawsuit alleging their civil rights were violated. Mason Tvert with the pro-pod group Safer.
They closed this field based on the content of the speech that they expected to be there. And the content of that speech is saying that our current marijuana laws are ridiculous. And because they knew that that speech was coming, they took action to chill that speech. And that is just not legal under our Constitution.
Tvert says many students on the field were not smoking marijuana and are being harassed by having their picture hung around town and campus like they are criminals. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, well, thank you, Tim. We're off to a pretty good start into that midday commute. I-25 is back to normal up on the north end between 100 and 4th Avenue and the Turnpike. Got a pretty clear shot into downtown, though you will find northbound 25 slowing left over right between 225 and Hampton. That usually sticks around until about 9:45. Southbound I-225 heavy and slow between Yosemite and I-25, and the eastbound lanes of C-470 slow to drain out between Broadway and University. Across our side streets, watch for a two-car non-injury crash at Tower Road and 48th Avenue, and up in the high country. We've still got slick spots over Loveland Pass, but luckily those chain laws have been lifted. I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel is just a bit wet. In today's forecast, we'll see mostly clear skies.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. I think it's been a few times now.
Yeah, I think it has. And you know what? It's a few times, not enough. So,
exactly. So
as many times as we can get you on, the more the better. Let's talk a little bit about this whole thing with General Hayden. First of all, you know, the complaints seem to be coming from people like Peter Hoekstra and also from Dennis Hastert. And they're people who are sitting in the House, and they don't get a vote. So, you know, people point to Republican, you know, opposition within Bush's own party to this guy. But these guys, all they can do is express their opinion, but they can't really do anything about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it is relatively extraordinary that Dennis Hastert, who is possibly the most loyal ally of the Bush administration is criticizing this nomination. I mean, it shows that it's unpopular. That said, they're not going to vote on it. They know they're not going to vote on it. If they were going to vote on it, they wouldn't be saying what they're saying now. Hayden, at the end of the day, is going to get confirmed, barring some sort of major fireworks. The Democrats sort of, they want to challenge him on his military background. They want to challenge him about what's happening at the CIA. They don't want to talk about the warrantless wiretapping that he oversaw when he was head of the NSA.
Why not?
Because they think that they'll seem weak on national security if they do it. Bush does want to talk about it. He thinks he seems strong on national security when he does it. So if the Democrats aren't going to confront him on the major issue of, you know, his qualifications for this position, then it seems to me that, you know, he'll have a relatively easy time getting through. They'll ask some tough questions. At the end of the day, he'll get confirmed.
You know, I know this is supposed to be about the CIA, it's supposed to be about Hayden, but can we have a little conversation here about the Democrats for a second? I mean, Bush is sitting at 31%. Again, there's a New York Times CBS poll that indicates that he's sitting at 31%. Iraq is killing him in the polls, along, of course, with gas prices. Why in the world won't the Democrats stand up to the administration and say to the administration, well, you know, not to the administration, but say in the hearings, look, you were the architect, Hayden, of this NSA spying situation. You know, you lied about it to Congress, a couple of times, which technically means that you broke the law. Why should we put you in charge of the CIA? Why sit there and be quiet about this?
Well, absolutely, and I think that's what the central thing is. How can we nominate a CIA chief who insists that he's above the rule of law? I mean, that's the last thing we want there right now. And, you know, isn't his role as a mastermind of this wiretapping program central to his suitability? I mean, doesn't that matter as much, if not more, than his military background? I think Democrats are still trying to find their voice on national security issues. They're getting more comfortable criticizing the Bush administration on some things, but I think they're still very worried that if they talk too much about, you know, civil liberties in the context of the war on terrorism, they will be painted as soft on terrorism, and they don't have, I don't think they don't have the sort of conviction to just stand up. I mean, some people do. Russ Feingold does.
Right.
Some Democrats do, but a lot of them don't.
But you know what, though? Bush is sitting at 31%. Who's going to paint who being what? How are you going to fire if you got no ammunition?
Well, I think that's what they're thinking, is that they're thinking they're going to hit him on other issues. That it's not, they don't want a conversation about warrantless wiretapping. They want to talk about gas prices. They want to talk about the mismanagement of the Iraq war. They want to talk about immigration. They don't particularly want to talk about wiretapping. They think it helps the administration. I think the administration perversely thinks that it helps them to talk about wiretapping. Bush has sort of made breaking the law a boost for him in an odd way. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does it take to get to the 20s before they feel like they can criticize him on all fronts? It's not clear.
Yeah, I mean, like, why not? Why not? And you know, there's a number of books out. The latest one that I'm reading, which I think is excellent, but is by Paul Waldman, about how progressives have to get it right. And you know, there's a number of these books out. There's Crashing the Gates. There's Taking Them Back. I mean, there's all these books. And Waldman brings up the point here about attacking, you know, not just on one issue, conservatism on one issue, but attacking it on every issue. And why in the world don't the Democrats, and now I'm showing my frustration with my own party, why in the world don't we attack this guy at 31% on anything and everything he's got going?
Well, I guess they feel like they can only get so much media attention and they can only focus on so many issues, and they want to focus on issues that they feel that there's a consensus on. Americans are overwhelmingly angry about high gas prices. They can talk about it. Americans are overwhelmingly opposed to the Iraq war. They can talk about it, though they talk about it quite carefully. Americans are split on the wiretapping. I think most Americans don't even really know what it is, quite frankly. So Democrats feel like it's not a political winner for them to talk about it. They don't want to make the 06 elections about warrantless wiretapping. They want to make it about all these other issues, culture of corruption, incompetency, etc.
Well,
that's your inside the Beltway perspective.
If I were outside the Beltway, if I were cooking the stew, I would be adding every ingredient I could think of. Is this whole thing with the Hayden coming in here, and of course Goss leaving, for whatever reason you want to believe that he was forced out by Negroponte or that he's in trouble due to the whole Duke Cunningham, Dusty Fogo situation? Is this a power grab by either one, Rumsfeld, B, Negroponte, or C, the Pentagon, to put the CIA under its wing?
Well, it could in a way be all three. I mean, I think it's more about Negroponte than it is about Rumsfeld. I think there's a feeling that Hayden would stand up to Rumsfeld more than Goss might have. I think there was low morale at the CIA under Goss's tenure. A bunch of good people had left. There was turf battles, which is sort of the conventional wisdom story that's coming out between the CIA and the DNI and Director of National Intelligence. But there's also, you know, this very large and expanding probe into Duke Cunningham, you know, that we like to call Harkergate around here, where these defense contractors got these suites at the Watergate and, of course, Reprise and another hotel, and brought congressmen and influential people there to try to curry favor. And some of the people there, Dusty Fogo is a number three guy for Goss. This other guy named Nine Fingers, I'm not making this stuff up, worked for Goss. He was there. And so Goss, to this day, we don't know if he's there, but certainly seems like the timing is a little more than a coincidence.
But he gets touched by it if Fogo gets in trouble.
Absolutely. And, you know, he gets touched by it if anyone's in trouble, and Fogo is in trouble. Fogo resigned last week, and this thing only seems to be getting bigger. I think it's becoming clear now why Duke Cunningham was wearing a wire.
I mean, because wasn't it apparent at the time that Dusty Fogo was elevated to number three that there were questions about how this guy shot up so quickly?
There were, and you have to realize other people left. I mean, the number two guy under Goss left. Other people were leaving. There was this controversy over leaks. I mean, morale was low. So in some ways, Goss's departure was viewed as a good thing by a lot of people. At the same time, you know, Hayden brings baggage as well to this position. He certainly was one of the more controversial, if not the most controversial, person they could have picked to put in this slot.
All right. Does Hayden turn this organization around, or does he do the following? Does he appease them at first, try to build morale, and then say to them, all right, now that I've gotten the morale built up, here's the real news. Either you adhere to the Bush administration line on how the Bush administration sees the world, or you can find yourself the door.
I don't know. I think it's too soon to know that. I don't think people think of Hayden first and foremost as a Bush loyalist in the way that they think of some of the other people around Bush. I mean, he was relatively respected before he became head of the NSA. People had nice things to say about him. So I think it's too soon to say what his CIA will look like.
All right, about the minute we have left here, maybe in the minute and a half, maybe I'll stretch it into three. Let me ask you some inside the Beltway gossip information, because I'm collecting this from everybody inside the Beltway that I talk to. And you obviously cover a number of issues for the nation, and you also know what's going on. You got your you have your ear to the ground. Carl Rove, can I ask you a question about Mr. Rove?
Sure.
All right. What does your gut tell you? What does your information tell you? Or as Wolf Blitzer constantly says, what sources are you pulling in?
Yeah, well, everyone wants to talk about this, and everyone wants to say for certain what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, what do you think? What do you think? You think he gets it?
The answer is, who knows at this point? It's unclear what's going to happen. I mean, you could put money on Carl being indicted. Certainly, he's under Fitzgerald's watch very closely right now. But it's just, we just don't know, and I think it would be a mistake to speculate one way or the other. If he got indicted, I wouldn't be surprised. Other people wouldn't be surprised. At the same time, if he didn't get indicted, who knows? That's Pat Fitzgerald being Pat Fitzgerald. This entire investigation has been so secretive. No one really knows what's going on.
I mean, I got three people who say that he will. One of them writes for truthout.org, and his name escapes me at the present time. The other one is Richard Wolf, Chief Washington, the correspondent for Newsweek. And the third, I didn't get it from him personally, but I heard him say it on TV, was David Schuster on Oberman, who said that he's going to get it.
Well, David Schuster keeps saying that, but no one really knows.
So you're not going to climb out on a limb either way?
No, I'm not going to. I just think I wouldn't be surprised if it happens, but I don't think anyone can say that it's a certainty that it's going to happen.
If it does happen, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a problem is this for the White House?
10. Because Karl Rove's job essentially right now is to try to figure out a way to get Republicans out of the mess they're in heading into 06. If he gets indicted, he's going to have a lot less time to think about that than he would before. And, you know, he's the chief political architect of this administration. He seems to be the only person that can hold it together politically. If he's indicted, I think not only does it get a ton of press coverage, does it make the arguments about the quote-unquote culture of corruption that much stronger for Democrats, but it takes away, I think, the greatest ally Republicans have politically trying to think about how they, you know, don't lose the House or don't lose the Senate in 2006 midterms. So very big.
All right, Cunningham investigation, Dusty Fogo, Goss, hits the fan. How big of a problem for the White House, 1 to 10?
For the White House on Cunningham?
Yeah, for Fogo and Goss, and Goss getting into trouble.
It depends who's involved. I don't know how big of a problem it is for the White House in specific. It's a big problem for Republicans in general, and it could be a big problem for Congress because there's supposedly, you know, about six
right.
current or former congressmen involved. I think it could be a big problem. It's not clear right now. I mean, there may be a number of other members of Cunningham's committee who were caught up in this. We just don't know yet.
Boy, I hope they enjoyed those cigars.
Yeah, right. Sure they did. That was the least of it, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like it was the least of it. All right, thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show, and can't wait to have you on again.
Sure, thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. There's Ari Berman of The Nation magazine, and we thank him for being on the program. And imagine life without the Internet, or more exactly, imagine the Internet shrunk into a private, branded, for-profit ad meme reserved for the highest bidders. That's how the phone and cable companies see it. Why should you be allowed to use my pipes for free, asks AT&T's chairman. And the White House and the FCC, a lot of powerful people agree with that. Better read The End of the Internet in The Nation, and while you're at it, get 4 weeks of The Nation magazine absolutely free. Just call 1-800-850-4280. That's 1-800-850-4280, or go to iwantthenation.com. Nobody owns the nation, so there's no corporate slant or White House spin. Nation editor Katrina VandeHeuvel, David Korn, and others keep you ahead of the headlines. They're the reason the nation is America's fastest-growing journal of opinion. Try 4 weeks of The Nation risk-free, then sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95 or write no thanks on the invoice. The number again, 1-800-850-4280. That's 1-800-850-4280. 4280, or go to iwantthenation.com. Just a personal note, I've been a subscriber to The Nation magazine since...
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBA Tech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Protecting your retirement. Listen every Saturday 2 to 3 and Sunday 11 to noon to Money and Retirement Talk. Learn how to guarantee yourself a 14.23% return next year with absolutely no risk and about a checking and savings account with no minimum balance and 100% liquidity. That's Money and Retirement Talk, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., Sundays 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, a little bit more Big Head Todd this morning here.
Laying down one night.
Yeah, man.
Hood Papa to your mama. Hood Papa to your mama.
Good stuff.
Little boy Boogie.
9:23, 23 minutes after 9. High day 58, intermittent clouds. Actually, it's 61, according to Amelia. All right, it's open phones here, 303-713-7600. We will talk to Congressman Pete Stark. He's got to do some voting, as we'll have him in the last 50 minutes of the show. So right now I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, Iran, Iraq, health care, Karl Rove. Ari Berman would not say that Rove is going to be indicted. However, three other people we've talked to have said that he will be. And we should find out in the next couple of weeks about that. Man, I just want it to happen so bad. Now, morally, is that wrong? Is that morally wrong for wanting somebody to be in trouble like that? Is that a morally wrong position to take? That you want to see Rove get it? And blow a huge hole in the side of the White House? Which, you know, the boat is taking on water now and they're sitting at 31%. And also the idea, do you think that the White House could sell us at 31%? Could they sell us into another war? I don't know. Here's Barbara in Longmont. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, not a worry, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't think it's morally wrong to have those feelings. I have them, too, and I'm almost as giddy as a schoolgirl at the prospect of watching these people just kind of collapse in on themselves because they have put us in so much danger with their shenanigans that, watching them crash and burn, that's a good thing for America, actually.
Yeah, I just, you're always taught that it's not morally right to wish other people bad luck. But, man, I've said it a million times if Karl Rove gets it, I mean, it'll be better than sex.
Right. Well, it's bordering on that, yeah.
all right, it's so close.
No, it's not wishing ill will on them. It's wishing that they get their comeuppance. It's wishing that they pay for the wrong that they've perpetrated on so many good, hardworking patriots.
Yeah, and even members of their own party.
Exactly. They'll eat their own. I mean, so they need to pay. But I had originally called about Iran.
Sure, go ahead.
And we need to remember that after all of the years of war with Iraq, the median age in Iran is in the mid-20s. So as soon as the leaders, the mullahs in charge now, die off, which are the old guys, all these young, Western-loving kids are going to be taking control of their country. And if we attack them, if we go in there, all of those kids that already want to be Americans, they want to be, they love the West, they love rock and roll, and they love, jeans and everything, all the cultural stuff that they believe America to be, they love. They want to be us. But if we attack them, we will turn that love and admiration to hate.
Yeah, they do like us. And this whole idea that the Arab world is hostile towards us is really wrong. What they don't want is they don't want us designing their way of living, but they do admire and like our culture. And it reminds me, and I haven't told this story in a while, but it reminds me that I used to work with this woman whose name was Eileen Byrne, who was extremely right-wing ideologue in my former job, and very explosive person. And she would scream at the top of her lungs on the air, "I don't care about the Arab street." And you know what? It's the Arab street who you got to be talking to.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the Arab street that are going to be the future rulers and leaders of those Arab nations. And we need to foster goodwill with them and to really turn this around. The guy in Iran, he's a nut job. He's no nuttier than our own president. Granted, he's doing as much of the saber rattling as Bush is, but we need to maintain that diplomatic level until he's no longer in leadership.
Yeah, the other thing too is I think we need to, and then the media does a terrible job of this. We need to go to great lengths to separate the people from the government. Now, there's no question that any nation, I don't care what nation it is, if they're threatened from the outside, they're going to become nationalistic. Look how we were after September the 11th.
Oh, exactly.
We all
yeah.
pulled together. We didn't care whether we were Democrats, Republicans. We didn't care whether we were black, white, green, orange, yellow, brown. We didn't care what religion we were. I mean, unfortunately, we have a leader who squandered all of that and flushed it down the toilet. But the fact is, we were like that. And the Iranians will do the exact same thing.
Oh, heck yeah.
And so will the Cubans. So will anybody else.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that individually they don't care for us or that they hate us. And as Tony Campolo said, yesterday, and he's right about this, I mean, the people who get the most media and the most coverage in this country on U.S. media are the extremists. So what we hear is we hear the extremists, you know, coming out of the Middle East, and then people run with that and say, well, you know, well, I'll tell you what, man, I'm telling you, all them Arabs, them Arabs, they all hate us.
Right.
And they all want to kill us. And you know what? That's not true.
But it would be true if we attack Iran.
Yes. If we attack them, yes. It would.
Yes.
It would galvanize them. They would nationalize. They would become extremely nationalistic.
Right.
And it would be a terrible problem.
It's not just the Iranians. I think it would be every Muslim in the world. And,
yeah.
and I forget the last 2 billion, however many there are. There's a lot of them. Would have yet more reason to fear us and to hate us.
Yes, we would have trouble.
Yeah, it would be a bad, bad thing.
You know what? I agree 100%. Barbara, thank you. Marvelous call.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Sure, you bet. All right, good call from Barbara. One line open at 303-713-7600. I mean, Mary and I found that out when we went to Cuba in 1996. You know what? The Cubans sit there and the Cubans object to our government and do not understand our government at times. But they love the American people. They love our culture. They can see it. They can hear it. That's why so many of them are lured to freedom, lured to coming here, because they see it on television. They see a lot of it. And they're also living in third world conditions, which once again gets back to this whole thing of immigration that we've got going on, where, you know, if you're sitting in Colorado and you're making 5 cents an hour and just across the border in the next state, they're paying $25 an hour, where are you going to go? Now, the Iranians, you know, are not Arabs. There's no question about that. But they're in that area. They're in that area. They're in the area of the Middle East. And they have, you know, the biggest byproduct that they've gotten, the Iranians have gotten out of us, they have gotten out of us Iraq. Iraq has put them in a really, really good position because we're stuck now in this damn Iraqi situation. We're stuck. And it doesn't look like there's any easy way out. And certainly, even if there were an easy way out, I don't think this president would ever listen. And CNN had a correspondent. I can't think of his name. What's his name? You don't watch enough TV, Amelia, to know his name.
Sorry.
Rashish? No. Amon? I can't think of his name. Anyway, he did this thing about going around inside Iran. He was one of the few outside journalists, Western journalists allowed in. And you looked at these Persian women and looked at these Iranian women, and they had, other than, you know, wearing burqas or wearing scarves over their heads, not the burqas, but the scarves over their heads, they had on, like, American-looking sunglasses. They were telling Anish Raman, I think is his name. They were telling him openly that they liked our culture, but that they just didn't get our government. And I, you know what I wanted to say to him? I wanted to say to him, that's okay, I don't understand our government either. I don't get where we're coming from. All right, it's 9:32, 28 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got to get to the progressive traffic because Amelia has an airplane to catch, right?
Oh, Jay.
Don't you? What kind of planes do you fly?
I fly Cirrus. It's
Man,
a small single-engine aircraft.
Aren't you scared? Aren't you scared flying those things?
No. I'm a safe pilot.
Says who?
Says me.
Do you solo? Do you
Says
fly
my flight instructor.
Do you fly alone?
I have soloed, yeah. I'm still in training.
You fly by yourself?
Yeah. Do you not trust me?
Where? Well.
Well, what? Let's hear this, Jay.
Where are we flying to, Amelia?
It's around Denver.
I mean, how far away are we going? Do I trust you to take me to, like, say, Europe? No.
No. I wouldn't trust myself to take me there. So.
All right, how about Las Vegas?
Not yet, no.
No?
No. But my ultimate goal is to retrace Amelia Earhart's flight around the world. I'll just put that out there.
I'm not going on that.
It'll happen in the next 10 years.
I'm not going on that. I don't think I have enough vacation time.
Will you at least talk about it while you're here?
Well, I'll put you on the air from wherever you fly to.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so but you can fly around Denver.
Yeah. Lots of people can.
Yeah, I'm talking about with an airplane. There are a lot of people who fly around Denver on a daily basis and don't have an airplane. Well, all right, so how many people are in the plane when you fly? You and the instructor, right?
Right.
So is there room for my corpulent body in the back seat?
There's two more seats in the back. Take a dog sometimes.
You take your dog?
Not my dog. There have been dogs in the plane. I'm just saying there are two extra seats.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, you know.
John Turk would come, I think.
I'm not getting in any airplane.
You bet. I would.
I'm not getting in any airplane with John Turk. There's no way.
No John Turk, no Amelia Earhart.
All right,
would you fly with Bailey?
No.
Bailey can fly. Did you know she has her pilot's license?
Oh, you're get out of here. She does not.
She does.
Do you know the weirdest aircraft I've ever been in?
What's that?
The Goodyear blimp.
You got to fly in that?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you take the controls?
No. Are you kidding? What, are you insane?
What would you possibly hurt? It's not like it's going to fall to the ground.
No.
How fast does that thing go?
Not very fast.
Well?
I sat there glued to my seat. But no, not very fast.
I'm actually surprised that you personally are not more interested in aviation with the cool cars that you drive.
Never mind about the cool cars.
I'm just saying, you know, there's a taste. People who have taste for cars usually like airplanes.
Well, I don't know. They make me nervous.
I promise I'll be safe.
All right, I'll tell you what. Sometime this summer we'll entertain it. All right, 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with aviator Amelia Earhart.
All right, thanks, Jay. I'm going to hold you to that. Now, across southbound I-25, still got a crash working on the right-hand shoulder right between Santa Fe and Alameda. Northbound I-25 still jamming up just a bit between I-225 and Hampton Avenue. Southbound lanes of I-225 itself are still heavy from that Yosemite exit all the way down to the I-25 interchange. And up in the high country, we've got slick spots over Loveland Pass, but luckily, I-70 is only dealing with a bit of wet patches right around the Eisenhower Tunnel. The rest of the drive is pretty much thinned out for the remainder of the midday commute. In fact, we're off to an excellent start. In today's forecast, we'll see highs around 61 degrees today, and later on, we do have a chance for some thundershowers.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442. Or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
Shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
down. You put $1,000 down, they'll put $1,000 down. Put $500 down, they'll put $500 down. And it's what you see is what you get. And they have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You know what? The list is endless. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. I mean, they've got it all. And you know what? If you want or are a fan of the original American sports car called the Corvette, they've got those as well. They've got a few of those. And they didn't tell me I couldn't talk about it on the air, so I'm talking about it. And at Rockies Autos, every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. See their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Read about their business philosophy. See their TV commercials, in which I'm in a few. But you know what? Check them out. They're really good people. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire. Go out there and see Dave Dunn. Go out there and see Colbert Harris. Go out there and see Gerard Menard. Go out there and see Spanky. Any of those folks, they're my friends, and I really do love them. And you know what? I just can't say enough about Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay, because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places, homes with character and big closets, all new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes in Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platt Park. Learn more at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Attention, all conservatives.
Ah, caught you listening. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Playing a little Big Head Todd and the Monsters music this morning because Todd called in and we appreciate him listening to the show. You know what I just realized? This is really clumsy of me. I'm sitting here and my cell phone's on. Like, you know, Mary or somebody could call me. Sergio from Rockies or somebody could call me. The phone
and ruin the radio show?
Radio show's already ruined, John. Simply, if you got ruined when I got on here at 6 o'clock this morning. All right, 303-713-7600. We're going to talk to Congressman Pete Stark about health care coming up. We're going to take your calls. It's open phones. Let's go to Jeremy in Aurora. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I just want to say that I think that your views on Iran are completely legitimate and your cynicism is warranted. This administration, the right wing of this government, has a pretty good proven track record. And they're a known quantity when it comes to their methods of getting votes. They're going to create fear. They're going to portray Iran as the bad guys. And then they're going to question our patriotism when the time comes to vote.
Yeah, you know, I thought a lot about this, and that's why I brought it up. I mean, I thought a lot about it. I mean, I am cynical about this. I do think that they'll try to manipulate us. And if we try to, you know, but, you know, I thought about this, though. You know, if they try to run this whole con against us about how they're the only ones that can stand up, they're the only ones that are strong on security, they're the only ones that can take care of us, and they run this whole con, you know what? I turn right back around and say to them, really? Hurricane Katrina, what happened? Drop the ball totally. Right, didn't they?
I agree. I think that they have been incredibly capable of dropping the ball and being incompetent, but I think that they're also very good at pulling at the heartstrings of the people in this country. And I think that a lot of people, when they go to vote, they do use emotion instead of the facts. And I think that, again, the people that tend to vote Republican, they do not allow people to question their patriotism. And I think that they'll forego the facts and vote their heart, which is unfortunately usually the Republican Party line.
Yeah, but you know what? This gets back to let me end this by saying this to you. I've been saying it the last couple of days, and I didn't think about it originally. I got it from this Paul Waldman book, and we'll have Waldman on Friday when I sit in for Big Ed Schultz. But you know what? The problem here is, here's what we need. What we need is we need a candidate who can not only talk facts, but can also talk emotion. And once we get a candidate that can do both, then we too will be able to compete, and we too will be able to go after the public's emotions as well as their minds. Jeremy, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
May 13th and 14th only. For more information, visit cookingevents.com. Denver Cooks at the Convention Center.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760's Blue List has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the front range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. New companies to the Blue List include 8020 Plan, Capstone Investment Financial Group, and the law office of Mike Turner. Go to am760.net today, click on the Blue List, and support the companies that support AM 760.
944, 60 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what? You never know where you're going to find a dog that can be your life companion. You know what? I mean, you just never know. Now, Spike, the canine star of the movie Old Yeller, was rescued from an animal shelter as a puppy. We found Coco, our Welsh Corgi, on a farm in central Illinois. And Jackson we got from Dog Breeder, who made us sign an agreement that said we wouldn't show him professionally in shows, and we're not into that, so it all worked out really, really well. But regardless of where you get your pet from, you got to care about your pet's health, and you got to care about how your pet feels. And you know something? If you haven't turned your pet on to Purina One, it's about time you did. We've had our dogs on Purina One since the very beginning, and I'm telling you, people just are amazed when they see Coco and Jackson, how good they look, how good their coats look, how clear their eyes are, how clean their teeth are. Switch to Purina One's natural blends. And you know what? You'll see. You'll see the difference. And I'll tell you what. Here's what's going on. If you've taken the Purina One challenge with your dog and Purina One natural blends, I'd love to hear from you. So to enter, just go online at www.mystory.purinaone.com. That's www.mystory.purinaone.com, and enter before the contest ends May 31st. I'll read as many stories as I can on the air, and I'll choose one winner to receive a free one-year supply of Purina One Natural Blends. And what's that? You haven't yet taken the challenge? Well, if you haven't, it's not too late to try Purina One Natural Blends for 30 days and see your dog's healthy energy, skin, coat, and teeth and digestion. Just look for the Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag or call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag so you can make a healthy change in your dog naturally. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient, it's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 947. That's 13 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 61. intermittent clouds on and off all day. A new GAO report released by Democratic members of the House of Representatives finds that the information provided by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services about the complicated new drug benefit is rife with problems. And we're going to talk to Congressman Pete Stark. He's the ranking Democrat on the Ways and Means Health Subcommittee and author of legislation to extend the May 15th Medicare prescription drug enrollment deadline. He represents, he's a 17-term congressman and represents the 13th Congressional District in the state of California that's located on the eastern shore of San Francisco Bay. And Congressman Stark, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to be here.
Thanks, Jay. Nice to be with you again.
All right. The president has said that he is against extending the deadline. Your answer to him is?
I can't understand why. He says he wants to get more people enrolled. And the Congressional Budget Office tells us that if we extended the deadline, a million more people would sign up in 2006. 7.5 million people would not pay the extra penalty that will be loaded on them if we extend the penalty deadline along with it till the end of the year. And the cost would be in the neighborhood of $100 million, but if you'll remember, this is a $1 trillion program, and I can't even do that math with my shoes and socks on what percentage $100 million is of $1 trillion. But it seems very little, and no cost to the drug companies, no cost to the taxpayers, other than that million, and that's money that would go into the Treasury on the penalty, and we see no reason to do it.
This whole thing is so complicated. I mean, my mother and my mother and my stepfather are having to go through this. And the whole thing is so damn... How did the whole thing get so damn complicated?
Well, it got complicated for this reason. The more conservative Republicans said it can't go over $400 billion in cost. Then the White House, as is their wont, lied to us and said it ain't over $400 billion, but it turned out it was $670 billion. And when you try and fiddle with it to make it fit in those numbers, they had to have the donut hole and all these other things. They could have just said, look, let's make it a Medicare benefit run by the government. If you allow the secretary to bargain for prices, and it's the only case where I know, is we just hand a check to private insurance companies, which, after all, are the people who wrote the bill as a payoff for all their contributions to my Republican colleagues. So it was written for the drug and insurance industry by the drug and insurance industry, with precious little regard to the 45 million beneficiaries in the Medicare plan.
Now, my understanding of the Medicare plan is that it blocks, that it does not allow the government to bargain with the pharmaceutical companies over the price of drugs.
Absolutely, it doesn't do anything else. I mean, in other words, it's supposed to check out these insurance companies, but the federal government has given them a guarantee that they won't lose any money. Now, Jay, you and I could run one heck of an insurance company if we didn't have any loss. If somebody guaranteed the losses for us, Warren Buffett stood up and said, Pete, you and Jay start this insurance company and I'll guarantee you against loss. We just rake in the money.
Boy.
And so it allows them to say there's a drug benefit. And by the way, I don't want to repeal it. We've got the benefit. They're already up to $1 trillion in expense, projected expense. You can't throw $1 trillion at the public and not help somebody. But I think we can improve it. And I'm afraid if we brought it up for legislation this year, it would get defeated by the right wing of both parties who are complaining about the cost. So I'd say, let's keep it. It's a drug benefit, and let's improve it. We know how to do that.
All right. Let's indulge my fantasy for a moment.
Right.
And my fantasy is that in November, we pick up 15 seats in the House.
All right.
My fantasy is that we pick up, what, 6 seats is what we need in the Senate?
Right.
Okay, and we get control. Can we then go back and rewrite this thing and then go back and fix these problems?
Absolutely. We could do what we ought to do and what all of your listeners generally know if they have a drug benefit. We'd make it a Medicare benefit, and if they want to buy private insurance, that's an option. But a Medicare benefit only has 2 or 3% overhead. It's run by the government. you sign up automatically. Everybody's in the plan unless they opt out, so it's still voluntary. There'd be a co-payment, as there is in Medicare, A and B, say 25%, and then you go out and buy private insurance if you want, or your union or your other retiree plan might cover the copay. But you go into a pharmacy and buy any drug your doctor prescribes, or hopefully get the generic. We know how to do it. It's every other insurance plan in the country is like that, except this cockamamie plan with its donut hole in the middle and all this other folderol that was just there to make it sound like a good plan and, in fact, to make it fit into a cost constraint. When, in fact, the poorest of the dual eligibles, the poorest of the beneficiaries, are actually going to have their costs increased over what they're now paying in Medicaid, for example. So, go figure.
All right. Let's stay on health care for a second, but I want to change this because I've been holding on to this article. I'm wanting to read just a little bit of it to you and to get your reaction.
Okay.
This is from Lindsay Tanner, the AP medical writer. This is came out yesterday. America may be the world's superpower, but its survival rate for newborn babies ranks near the bottom among modern nations, better only than Latvia. Congressman Stark, how a country this big, this powerful, with this much resources, how can that possibly be?
Well, the way it can possibly be is that we have excellent care and excellent benefits and an excellent country for the very rich, and we have been year after year after year under the Bush administration cutting back on benefits both in Medicaid, benefits in children's health insurance. We ought to have universal health care for children. We now find, and I've been blamed for years saying I want the British social system for medicine. I really don't. But you suddenly find that the latest ranking in the Journal of American Medical Association says that there's better health in England than there is in the United States, and they spend two-thirds of what we spend on medical care. So,
yeah, we're paying more.
You bet we are. And we're paying it for unnecessary procedures. We're paying it because we're one of the few countries that doesn't have information technology, computerized medical records. There's just a host of things. We have a system, a socialized system for veterans in this country, the VA hospital, the lowest cost increase and the highest performance in disease management of any plan in the country, completely computerized. The government can do it when we put our minds to it. And I think we should join the rest of the modern world and get our medical delivery system into focus.
You know, let's start with kids. I mean, do you think that within our lifetime that we'll see this taken care of when it comes to kids?
Well, we have to. I have a bill that's endorsed by the American Pediatric Association, and it just says that every kid is in what we call Medikids, a Medicare-like system, when they're born automatically, and the only way they can get out is if their parents have private insurance or if the parents choose to buy some insurance for them elsewise. Otherwise, the cost, which would be maybe $600 a year per kid, goes onto the parents' income tax form. And we'll find that we'll save five times that much in future years if we get kids inoculated, get them examined, get them treated, do preventative care for them. We just know that. We know that like we know the sun comes up in the east, that early medical attention to children saves us money in the long run.
Boy, just another reason why we have got to get control of the Congress this midterm election. Congressman Stark, thank you once again for being on the program.
Jay, thank you, and thank you for your efforts on behalf of all the people in this country who are somewhat voiceless.
Well, you know what? It's not me. It's guys like you, and I hope to have you on again real soon to talk about this, because this health care issue is not going to go away, and it's something that definitely needs to be talked about. Thank you, Congressman Stark.
Bet.
Have yourself
well.
A great day. All right. There's Congressman Pete Stark, and it is. You know, and for those of you that have congressional contests going on in your area, for instance, you know, if you've got Angie Piccioni versus Marilyn Manson Musgrave, you know what? Why don't you call Musgrave's office and ask her what her stance is on this whole deal about kids without health insurance and about the disgusting shape of health care in this country. To call Tom Tancredo's office and ask Tom, while you're busy, Tom, erecting a border across the United States, what about us already living here and the health care conditions we're in already? Why don't you, you know, get out there and ask those people that are running out there how they feel about these particular things. Why don't you ask Allard and Salazar about it? Because we need to fix the health care problems in this country. Thank you to Big Head Todd. Big Head Todd and the Monsters were calling in this morning. Thank you to all of you for being here this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. unless management decides otherwise.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Comcast today. Offer expires May 21st. Not available in all areas. HDTV is an additional $5 per month. Some restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up.